What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray Ray.
And I'm looking at trailers of Rust, I guess.
Yes.
I feel like I've seen these graphics on Rust before, though. I've seen an overhaul.
Oh, it's good. It's coming to Xbox One in 2020.
Oh, I see.
Man, fucking Xbox buying everything.
Yeah, more on that later. I guess Microsoft's having having their event right now. You know, I really like Google's event. It was like 1 hour. That's awesome. They got they fit everything in there in time. It's not bloated 3 hour event. I thought that was really nicely done.
They kind of did a quick overview of everything they had to offer in 1 hour, which is really nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a lot to get through on this episode with the Microsoft event, but also our event, the Battle Station contest.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into that, though, thank you to a Patreon that I think we missed. Hosier.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. He's probably Canadian. I think Hosier is like a Canadian thing, I think. I don't know. I don't know much about like that. Anything, dude.
Isn't that a singer?
I think it's like a... It's like a Canadian, like redneck, like a Hosier.
Yeah. You guys have seen Strange Brew, right? Rick Moranis, Hosier, eh? Yeah. It's like, something a Canadian.
Or like dude. I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. Also, our alerts are now working. God, you know, people mention it a lot in chat, but I was like, they probably just missed it. And then I realized after talking about it with Sniper that, yes, indeed, our alerts have not been working. So now if you donate, if you host, if you subscribe, if you resubscribe, if you donate bits, all that will show up on screen.
And then that will be on our YouTube because we go directly. Mm-hmm. This feed goes directly to YouTube.
Yep. All right. And... Also, we're going to be, well, I've created my own Twitter account for the first time ever and going to be posting on there. Something we're all trying to do is promote our own personal Twitter accounts in addition to the Digital Logic one. Just get that social media presence up. Ooh, that's loud.
Boom.
Thanks for the 50 bits.
and the sub.
I have to figure out if I can mute that. I thought I did. I thought I said
so
that.
So is that on the podcast, that sound?
Yep, that's there.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Ruined. All right. But I'll figure that out later. So there's going to be a lot of dings and whistles on this one, guys. Yeah. Well, hopefully.
That's so
hopefully. Let's go.
It's so annoying. Keep doing it.
Yeah. Let's go, but kind of not. But yeah.
So, yeah, our personal Twitter accounts. Mine is going to be at RobertDigital83. And Emilio, what's yours? You already had one.
Yeah, I've had one for a while. At Ender's Logic. I'm super famous on there, so look for the blue check mark, but not really.
Yeah. You know, I looked at your Twitter account. I noticed you're following Evolve, the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, care to explain yourself?
I was also wearing that t-shirt today. I still wear that t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Dude, when somebody's doing promotional item and they give a really nice t-shirt, like of good material, I'll wear that shit forever. I don't give a fuck.
And a lot of them do. Like my Doom t-shirt. I love that one.
Yeah. And Ray?
Mr. F and Sweet.
TV.
No, it's the regular one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
The other one's for private DMs.
No, the Mr. F and Sweet was the private DM one. The F and Sweet TV one was like the other one, but I'm not even going to pursue that anymore. I'm just going to stick to Mr. F and Sweet.
Cool.
Done.
All right.
And really, we're only doing that so our DL Gaming account will get at least 3 retweets per post.
Yep. All right. So our event is over the Battle Station contest. Thank you to everyone who submitted their pictures. We got quite a few people submitting pictures. All of them looked great. We've picked out 2 each that we liked for whatever reason. We're going to try to boil it down.
So hold on. Before we do this, should we do the random winner? Because this is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do that? So we had 5,500 submissions for our random one, which means like people did whatever they had to do on Gleam in order to get a submission. Each person could get up to like 12 submissions. So that's why we have like 5,500. And out of all of those submissions, the first person to actually put in their submission won. And that'd be Zap. Zap on Twitch won the random. And not only did he win the random, but he was in the running for the chosen.
Yeah, I picked when we were scrolling through.
Like, what are the chances?
Dude? I picked Zap.
You were already a front runner for the other.
From one of the ones I liked, yeah. So, because we each picked so, and one of the ones I liked was Zaps because I like the whole room decor too, added to it.
Yeah.
And I like how he doesn't discriminate with the whole, you know, some PC, some, you know, some console, some classic stuff. Yeah. I love that. And it's very neat. Yeah. And I really enjoyed it. So when I looked at it, so I was like, so I put him in one of my picks.
There it is. And Zap's watching live right now.
Yeah.
Did you clean up for this or is this how you're, tidy situation?
It's tidy, dude.
Yeah. You know what? It's such a nice picture and such a nice presentation. I didn't realize how shitty that desk is.
I know, right? You don't even, it's not bad.
I mean,
it's a little old school.
Got it from his grandma.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff on the wall there. You must have subscribed to Loot Box because I'm noticing, let's see, down here we've got the Tina Belcher, what are those called, Funko Pops?
Funko Pop.
I have that same one. Now, if you look closely at that, you won't be able to see it in this picture, but she's holding a book called Erotic Friend Fiction there. Mm. And I noticed a lot of people just in general have the Blue Yeti mic.
Yeah.
That black one. A good mic. It's a good mic. That's actually the mic we started out with on this podcast. We had one of those, and we'd all just huddle around it. And the audio quality was terrible because we were all just yelling into it.
And there was motorcycles going by.
Yeah, it was on omnidirectional pickup. But I'm noticing in all the submissions, that's a very popular one. Also, a lot of Logitech mice. A lot of mice like mine. What do I have? I have the G Pro, the Logitech G Pro, but there's like a wireless version. The G302 looks just like it, so I think people probably have the newer versions of those. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about our selection here. So Emilio, which two did you pick?
So Zap, your selection, but you're disqualified. I just made that roll up right now.
Yeah. You already won. So
yeah, because you already won.
Fuck off. You don't get two. Yeah. So never mind. It sucked.
Zap, you won. Now fuck off. What did I pick? I picked Tekken Wolf.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's just because, you know, thank you for doing the submission and following the rules and, you know, doing everything. You did take a picture of your rig and you did do the peace sign, and that's about all you did. It's just so sad, the whole setup. Yeah, so it doesn't look like it's connected, first of all. There's dust everywhere. The super dusty monitor,
holy shit,
is sitting on top of it. It doesn't make any sense. And then, like, I would say, okay, he didn't put any time into this. But then he took apart however it was and then put it all alone, like, as if it was super dope. Like, let me get you some more angles of my rig. So this is why I'm a fan of this guy's setup.
I'm a fan and he needs a fan.
Yeah.
Cleaned.
Well, he has a CPU cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how he's got one hard drive just
chilling in there.
I'm not kidding. I was going to show this on my video that's on YouTube. You can see all our rigs on YouTube. We give you a little tour of ours. Check out our YouTube channel for that. But I've got two hard drives stuffed in there just like this, not mounted to anything, just hanging out.
If you scroll up.
What kind of card does he have?
There is no card. Where's your card?
Oh, man.
Oh, it's in this picture.
It's in that picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he wanted to see all the offices.
He has like a Samsung solid state. I mean, he has an M.2 drive in there, which is pretty good. He has like an Asus like motherboard.
He never took off his promotional stickers.
I know, he actually put the sticker that came with the motherboard on his fucking case. I've never seen anyone do that, but apparently people do. It's just dusty.
I don't know if people do. Dusty. A person does.
Whoever keeps those stickers. I don't know.
I keep them all, but I don't put them on anything.
Yeah,
when I lived in an apartment, much worse than not using them, dude.
Well, when I lived in an apartment, I put them on my bathroom mirror, like kind of around the border of it. Right. And I had a huge collection, man. I'm talking like a giant collection. Like they went all around the mirror. I had like an AMD Duron sticker. Like I'm talking about some old school stuff.
And now you've traded that collection in for a cologne collection.
Yeah, well, I'm trimming that down too.
Are you?
I'm trying to just get less stuff in general, but I do save all the stickers and I have them like in a bag. Stuff. And I
he
just
has nothing in his apartment. Nothing. All the drawers are empty. It's like you go to the kitchen and you're not looking for food. You're not finding food. You're finding like computer parts and its camera, lenses, lights,
backup.
That's
Android
not what
batteries.
A kitchen's for, dude.
Yeah. So he put his video of his rig up, and a sniper said it's confirmed that his house is smaller than Yoda's hovel that he had on Dagobah.
Pretty tiny. I mean, you pretty much see all of it in the video.
Yeah.
But it works. All right, so Emilio, those are your two choices there. One of them automatically disqualified. Ray, what
Wait,
did you
Zap wasn't
with?
Mine.
No, Zap was mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he picked the other one too, I think.
Okay.
I had Duck and Duck. I really like Duck's setup, man. Well, one of his rigs. I guess Duck submitted two, I think. These pictures are kind of weird. But he hasn't. Where's that from, Bobby? How old is that computer, would you say?
Ooh,
it's a 90s, right?
Yeah, 90s, maybe early 2000s.
So he has a 90s case and somehow made everything work. He has a GTX 1070 in there.
You just got to drill extra holes.
Sure. I mean, I'm just saying, as far as like all the other technology, the wiring, the airflow and all that, it's not up to, but he makes it work somehow.
It looks clean.
Yeah, it looks clean. And I like the throwback. And this is definitely extra work. Like, he signed up for extra work just because it looks cool. You know what I mean? way more work. But anyway, yeah.
All right, and he's telling us to take a look at the RAM here.
Yeah,
he had a close-up of the RAM somewhere.
Yeah, he had that there.
There you go.
Dang.
How did that work?
Is that a laptop RAM stuffed into some sort of adapter?
Yeah, he's had some sort of adapter, because I guess it wouldn't fit. The RAM wouldn't fit otherwise. Laptop RAM, yeah.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome.
Yikes. All right, Ray, what's your selection here?
What was his name? It was... Dustin, I believe. Was it Dustin?
Should have it written down right over here.
Dustin?
Yeah, it's right here, Dustin. Yeah.
Dustin, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. It's the most impressive one, I think.
It kind of blew me away. And I'm confused by it. I wish he was on live right now. He can explain to us what's going on. But it looks like his rig is on a table on the wall, and then he brings it down. It becomes a table. So the top of his rig is part of his desk.
That's what it looks like.
Like, it's right there.
So there's the first picture.
He's wearing a DLG shirt, so it's awesome.
Yeah, extra points.
All, like, same color. He's got his kids in the back. It's cute. Scrolls down.
I'm pretty sure this is Demented Wylock, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know his name.
So there's just the computer right there.
It's like you couldn't have...
A lot of blue RGB.
A lot of fucking RGB. Purple. It's funny because he even posts, doesn't RGB give you more frames? And I'm like, yes, buddy, it does.
Of course it does.
But, there is just hanging on the side, and then look, watch, he's probably drinking whiskey, so that's like even more points.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
It's like a mouse.
And then we go one more picture, and we don't know what happened. Like, somehow his rig is inside of his desk now.
So maybe he just put it down, and that's it?
It's black magic fuckery.
Oh, wait, is it a different... I don't know. And wait, no, why is the wall different?
Wall's not different.
No?
No, there's more stuff up here.
Oh, okay.
There is. Look at the wall right here.
Oh.
These might be two different computers.
Wait, what?
Yeah, see, okay.
But eliminated from the competition.
But it's the same poster.
Maybe he's got two of the same poster.
Maybe two of the same rooms. This could all be Ocean's 11 conspiracy.
I'm so confused. Winner!
But it looks like he's got his computer in a desk
right
here, which I've seen before.
Was that before and after, maybe? Maybe that was like how his rig used to be before, and then he made it into a desk, and that's what it is now.
Maybe.
I don't know, but that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it looks great.
Those are my picks. Well, Zap, fuck you, but you won the random, so whatever. So right. I only had one pick.
Cool. All right, well, let's find my selections here. So the first one I went with was this one from Alex Prime. Okay, yeah. Now he's got a lot of stuff. I'm not a big fan of stuff, but it all looks very neat and organized. Here's a close-up of just the monitor. He's got a lot of Funko Pops there, and... using a Razer mouse.
He brought it all together.
Yeah, the whole thing kind of came together with the colors. He's got a lot of red and blues going on. And just this one right here, the wide shot, I think really gives you an idea. Got the switch up there.
The Ryzen box autographed.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that's about.
Just the guy at the store that sold
it to him. Right? the guy at Best Buy.
sir, this is my 50th copy he sold.
All right. And he's got the same webcam as me, 920 right up there on top. All right. And then the other selection I went with was the one with the cat.
You know what's funny about two of our six selections? If we're confused, you go right up the ranks because we don't know what the hell we're looking at, really.
Yeah. So this one was a little confusing here. He's got a cat sitting on his computer, so already I'm in it. And then below, when we look at the actual computer, there's some sort of optical illusion or reflection going on that makes it a little hard to tell what's going on. Is Mario inside the case? Is that a reflection of Mario? I don't know. It looks like he's in there, but sitting underneath the graphics card.
Yeah, but then it actually, no.
And the keyboard is definitely a reflection.
So no, half of the keyboard's inside.
And the neon looks dope anyway on its own. And his hair, dude, he's got the guy from Ancient Aliens. You know that?
Ancient Aliens there? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the ancient alien hair. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what that CPU cooler is. And if I'm not mistaken, this might be a second cat in the picture.
Maybe it's the same cat, but it's a reflection of the first cat.
So did the cat just jump on the picture like the moment he took it? That's so cool.
Yeah. This photo's making us look as high as he is.
I know, right? He's so blazed. Look at that.
He barely woke up on time for this contest that took a month to take submissions.
All right. And that submission is by Major Muchacho.
Oh, man.
But, so those were my two picks. So let's talk about them here. Should we start, like, eliminating some or, like, vote some off? Or
I think we have a packed show. I think we go rando from the top five we have. Is that cool? Or
is that cool?
No. You guys want to battle it out?
No, I feel like it should be a discussion.
This got us the most laughs and the most this played best on the podcast.
This did. But something about ducks, man.
Yeah. All right. Ducks has been my favorite since
Emilio, out of your two, you would go with ducks?
My second one was what?
The Tekken Wolf.
Jeez. I feel like if I gave it to Tekken Wolf, he wouldn't use it. So, yeah, I would give it to Duck because he also helps out everybody on the podcast, and he has another rig where it would actually fit in there. So, he has two rigs, I think.
Okay.
But wouldn't you think Tekken Wolf needs it after seeing this rig?
Yeah, but it's like, would you give, like right now, I promise you, this sounds weird, but I have the whole exhaust system for a Lamborghini Aventador. In my friend's backyard. We can't sell it because nobody needs that. It's really nice, but he doesn't need it. So I feel like this guy falls in that.
Yeah, Cricket is pretty cool too.
By the way, exhaust systems for Aventadors are not hard to steal. Okay. No, we didn't steal it. Somebody gave it to me and I cannot sell it.
Shout out to Cruel Rabbit who wrote titties on his forehead.
Yeah, fucking bonus points, man.
I know, that was good. That was like a little runner-up. We did think about it a lot.
Yeah, Nightblade with some crazy lighting going on there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I can teach you a way to do that with just like one.
Can I change my submission to the guy who just took a picture of his face? And there's kind of a computer in the background.
Oh,
which one?
Watch this. This guy, man, he must have thought he was a model or something. He's like, I'm going to win it with my face.
Oh, I know which one. You can't even see his fucking computer. It's just going, hey!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know. And he's having a great time.
That guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Where the fuck? Nate Nail.
Nate Nall. Nate Nall.
He's very enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. Where the fuck's your rig, dude?
It's right there, guys.
Right. You can't even see. I see a case.
Yeah. some really good monitor setups here. Sloppy Thor with the triple widescreen monitor. That's pretty impressive. Where was that one? Yeah, right there.
Obviously, guys, this is all subjective. It's like, it's not the best looking rig. It's just like whatever stood out and whatever got our attention.
It really is what stood out.
Yeah.
And just really got our attention. I just repeated what
there's one guy that has two ultra wides and a vertical in between. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that one? Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Why? It's like, why?
I want to get all the work done.
Wow. Yeah,
I need to buy
a messy desk, though. You need something to put your pens and pencils in.
I need to buy a new monitor, and I wanted, and I'm going to have a three-monitor setup now, so I'm not going to get rid of any of them.
3.
But I won't put it vertical like that. What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
Well, I think this is his main monitor right here with probably the Rick and Morty background. And then this is like his secondary. And then this is just like if he's working on something.
I bet that's his work computer, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a swivel chair there. You can just swivel around to whatever monitor he's using. And, all right, but let's settle on a winner here. So I feel like it's between, out of your two picks, Emilio, what would you?
Duck.
You would vote Duck?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of those two, Ray, which one would you vote
Zap.
For? Well, I mean, out of Emilio's two picks.
Out of Emilio's two.
Out of Duck and Tekken Wolf's.
Shit.
The two-hour show, right?
Dude, that blue one's dope, though.
It's pretty dope.
And it's a Cooler Master fucking, so it's not that bad of a fucking thing.
It doesn't look that bad.
No, he has a good motherboard in there, and then he has like...
But what's up with the dusty monitor and the monitor sitting on top of the case?
I don't know. He makes it look like he's like poor, or but he's not.
Because he's married, dude.
Because he's married. No, he's not. It's on the middle finger. It's fucking marriage. Dude.
Any second. Bobby, go ahead.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have to go Duck on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So on my two, between Alex Prime up here and the Catman.
Catman.
All right. I'm going to go with the Catman. What's Major Muchacho. Yes. Okay. So between, who do we got for you,
Dustin.
Ray?
Just
all right. Dustin. So Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin. Dustin, and, Duck, and Major Muchacho.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I vote Major Muchacho, I think.
I'm sticking with the Catman, too.
Yeah.
The Cats win it, boys. All right.
And he's from Catman, too. All right.
Let's have one last look at our grand prize.
Congratulations, Major Muchacho. Yep. There's just so much going on.
Yeah.
He's high as fuck. There's a cat, maybe two.
Aliens.
There's reflection, aliens.
And there's something on the bottom of the, I don't know what that is.
His case looks like a cardboard box.
Whoever took this picture was also high as fuck.
Does IKEA make computer cases?
What if that's like a cat paw and the cat took the picture? That's awesome. So good. You win. And then in the back it says fall in love. That's cute.
I'm not kidding.
I love it.
When I first saw that picture, I thought it was a picture of a rig posted on a cardboard box. I thought that's what it was because I couldn't understand what I was looking at.
Ah, okay. It's weird.
Maybe it still is.
Wow. That's weird, but okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate you sticking through the show with all that deliberation. Yeah. But we do have our winner, so congratulations, Major Muchacho. All right. We ready to talk about some video games?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
We just lost 70% of our listeners. They can't see the picture, so it's awesome for us.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trying to describe them.
Yeah.
So
jump
we've
on
got
the
a lot of
this week.
Yeah. Check out the YouTube. It's all going to be on there. Yeah. Maybe we make a, well, we are going to be doing an interview with the winner as well, too. So we'll have more. And I'm sure we'll inquire about the case and the cats. And
what's up, dude? Glad that you can make it. Aliens.
Aliens. Wait, hold up. My cat's talking.
So,
no, sorry. This is his cat and his agent.
Do you like the picture I took?
A photographer.
All right. So the Xbox event was happening recently. So we got a lot of stuff on that. It's going to be scattered throughout the show and on the radar and also in the news section. But first, Path of Exile 2 was announced.
Announced, yeah. I think it's kind of like they saw how... Well, who knows how long they've been working on it. It looks pretty polished. It looks great graphically. I mean, it looks just as good, if not better, than Diablo 4. But it was kind of like, it felt like a response to Diablo 4 being announced. And what's really interesting about this, I mean, I'm pretty fucking excited. I really like Path of Exile. So they're updating all the graphics. All, you know, it's a reboot or... It's a sequel, but also we're not losing all of the years of work that Path of Exile has gone through. So all of that, the original game plus all five DLCs are going to be retroactively brought up to this new engine. So you can play all that old content or the new content, whichever one you want, or both if you really like the game. And yeah, so it sucks when like a game studio works on something for so long and then they get forced or whatever, it's time like to just move on and they forget all the work they did. I kind of like this. I really like that they're bringing all the old stuff back up into the new time frame and the new architecture and all that stuff. So
it looks good. Does it play just like Diablo?
Yeah. Okay. It's a dungeon crawler. I looked up dungeon crawler on Google and these kind of games came up. So I guess I was off by what I said before.
Hmm.
Anyway, anybody else care?
Not really. I saw a lot of news.
Well, fuck off, Bobby. Jesus Christ.
I'm not a fan of these types of games.
Really? But you played Path of Exile for probably 10 hours with us.
Yeah. It was one of the first games we ever talked about on this podcast.
Yeah.
Back in like 2013.
This one's actually multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks fun.
Yeah, this is good.
I would play this.
Sorry, Bobby. What were you saying?
When did this come out?
Path of Exile 1?
2.
2.
2?
It's not out yet.
I don't know if we have a release date or any... Yeah, like I said, I saw some news about this, and I just didn't pay attention to any of it, so I don't...
There's not a lot of info. I looked around.
Random thought, because we're not even going to talk about or hit it, but since we're talking about this kind of game, remember when we talked about Diablo, we're like, we don't know when it's come out or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
One of the dudes that does that figured out a lot of the rumor stuff that was actually correct.
Mm-hmm.
He found more stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying that beta's next year.
Okay.
And the game should come out at the end of next year.
I think it was the same person that said that there's two more classes that they haven't announced.
There's two more classes.
Yeah, Paladin.
Paladin and yeah.
Well, there was some news saying that they were going to...
And then Necromancer would be DLC.
They had kind of a roadmap for Diablo 4. They were going to announce, have an announcement of where they are and the progress they've made in February. And then they're going to have quarterly announcements mm-hmm. from then on. Just kind of updating everyone on where they're at with the game.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for Diablo. But reason I'm asking you about when is this coming out is because if this comes out before, I want to play this. I want to play this.
People really liked the first one. So
yeah, it has a cult following.
This will do well.
And it's always been free. That's the other thing. From day one, I believe, right? Hasn't it been free to play since the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been free to play.
Yeah, and I played it for 20, 30 hours, and I never felt a need to pay money, ever. So hopefully they stick to the same way that they did the first one.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about a few games that were announced at the Xbox X019.
Is that how they usually call it, or are they changing?
That's the first time I've heard of it that way. But
wait, never mind. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to call it XO19. So one of the games that they announced was called Grounded. This is a game from Obsidian Entertainment. It is a survival game with a small twist. And I guess the twist is that you are miniature-sized and you're mm-hmm. stuck in the backyard. So it looks very Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah. Right off the bat, you look at it, it looks like that movie. You're these kids, you're stuck in the backyard, but you're shrunk down to a miniature size. You're fighting off bugs. You're gathering resources, fighting off bees, going through a rose garden. I don't know. I'm not a fan of survival games, but this looks interesting. The animation style is very cartoonish, almost like Fortnite, I'd say. Sea of Thieves, maybe.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
I'd be down for the whole small kids.
Yeah, small world backyard thing. That sounds cool to me.
Sure. I don't see myself playing it, but it definitely looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like... a lot of people can get into something like this.
Yeah. Since it's from Obsidian Entertainment, I would expect some... They're known for their RPGs, right?
Yeah.
So I would expect something more on the RPG side.
All right. I'm digging it a little more. Now that I'm seeing that like all the buildings and stuff is all just...
It's from Obsidian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all strapped together with grass, and it looks like it actually would. All his armor looks like it's stuff that he crafted from the backyard. That's starting to... Like, pick my attention.
That's the thing. It looks cool, but like, I don't want to play little kids. Is that weird?
You'd rather play with little kids.
Yeah, I'd play soccer. No, like, I hate being little kid characters in games.
I can't. Zelda?
That doesn't count.
Zelda is like a teenager.
Yeah.
So this is coming out spring 2020. Not that far away. Maybe 5 or 6 months here. It's going to be free with Xbox Game Pass, I believe. Yeah, premiering on Xbox, Game Pass for console and PC.
Every game that comes out that's from Microsoft is now coming out on that. It's so good. It's worth every penny.
Yeah, so that's Grounded. I don't know. It looks cool at this point, but it's Obsidian Entertainment, so I trust that it'll be good. All right, next game I wanted to bring up is called Tell Me Why.
Tell me why.
Yep, and that is the reaction that everyone has to this title. Tell me why. So this is the new game from Don't Nod, the guys who made Life is Strange. And it is a narrative adventure game, and it features the first transgender protagonist. So one of the main characters is transgender, and so they said they did a lot of research with this organization called GLAAD to make sure that they were presenting them correctly. And you know, I'm sure there's been transgender characters in games, but maybe not like the main character.
I don't know if there has been.
I can't think of one.
Well, like as a character.
Well, if you play,
I don't know.
If you play Fallout 3. A lot of the people on there look weird as fuck.
Great job there, Ray. And go on. What do you mean by that?
They're horrible character models in game.
Okay.
And you don't know if they're male or female.
Oh, gotcha.
So the game's about like a kid unraveling his troubled childhood. And I assume, just going off of Life is Strange, I assume there's some sort of supernatural element tied to it. And based off some of the stuff in the trailer, it looks a lot like, visually, it looks a lot like Life is Strange.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks just like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It should be good. But you know what? I never played Life is Strange 2. Like the first one, thought it was great.
Yeah, weird, right?
Once you get over the first episode. The first episode's kind of tough.
You thought it was good?
Life is Strange?
Yeah.
It's great, man.
Yeah, it was a good
one. It's one of the few games that made me cry.
How do you get into that game?
It's hard. You have to play the first two chapters, kind of, in order to enjoy the last three.
Because I tried the first chapter. Me too. And it was just like, yeah. What am I doing? Yeah.
It's tough, dude. It's tough.
I can't.
It feels like a TV show about high school.
At the very end of one.
I'm not a 15-year-old girl.
I started to like it, kind of, at the very end. I was like, okay, I guess I get it. And then I started playing the second one. I was like, okay, every single one gets better and better. And by the chapter five, I was crying like a little bitch.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't get into these games.
Oh, but this is cool in a way, because like I have no idea. There's not very many transgender stories or much out there at all. Mm-hmm. So if they talked to the right people and did the research, that'd be interesting.
Yep. And of course, I think this one is going to be on the Xbox Game Pass as well. Doesn't say it down there, but I assume it is.
Yeah.
All right, and the last little one that I wanted to bring up from there were more games announced, but the only ones that I put on there were these that I'm mentioning. Age of Empires 4. They actually had quote unquote gameplay footage from it. Very short, about a minute long, and pretty much what you'd expect. It looks like Age of Empires, but newer, and it looks so good, man. Oh my god, this
even better than the reboot or the HD.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Yeah, it looks fantastic, man. I mean, it looks like exactly what you would want from a new Age of Empires game. Like, neat. It still maintains that Age of Empires look, but it just looks...
Yeah!
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
and just
beautiful.
Wait till the armies... Like, look at those armies coming in.
That's so cool.
The first thing that that caught me was the architecture, and it almost looked like a pop-up book. Everything looks like it just popped up out of one of those books, like a really elaborate, beautiful one. Yeah, looks great.
So the big question was, what time period is this going to take place in? And it looks like they are going back to medieval, just like Age of Empires 2. I'm going to replay that last shot because it's just so good when the trebuchets come in. But they are going medieval, but it's going to start a little sooner and end a little later than Age of Empires 2 did.
Of course they went with the trebuchet. It's the best siege weapon in the world.
I think, if I remember correctly, only the French built that? No, that can't be right.
Well, that's a French word for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think only certain groups could build
that. You see, you guys don't read it enough. You would know what this means. There's a big war on Reddit about...
Yeah, you've told us.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
The trebuchets versus catapults.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's not even close.
Really?
Let me tell you guys. It's not even close.
Oh, have you thought... I love it because it's all people arguing. Yeah. Have you guys ever used one? No, shut the fuck up.
Some dude built one like out in Alabama or something, a trebuchet, and they threw this fucking like dead cow like. Like, dude, further than the fucking camera could watch.
That's fucking awesome.
That's pretty much Reddit, just a bunch of people arguing about a bunch of shit that doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's they know that none of it matters.
And yet they still do it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, Age of Empires 4, they really didn't reveal a lot of details on it. I think no release date or anything like that. But people have just been clamoring for this, and they did say, like, at the event, we're going to have Age of Empires 4 news. So, I mean, this is all we get at this point. But it's looking real good. I can't wait. That's going to be a definite for me.
That's about it. What you just heard is about excited as Bobby gets. It's the same voice he uses when I'm going to come. It's exactly that.
God damn it. I just got like a mental image of Bobby doing weird stuff.
Okay then. I'm about to come.
Yikes. All right. Next up, Maelstrom.
This sounds like the best fucking thing ever. It's a pirate or at least battleship war game. I think it's one person, one ship, because it's really fast paced. And it says it's player versus monster. So you're having this like battle with different kind of ships with different abilities and very fast paced combat, like arcadey. There's crazy shit going on, like war pools. There's monsters popping up in the middle of it. I don't know how it all works out, but the reviews have been pretty good. I think it's in the 90 percentile or something like that. There's loot that looks just like WoW loot. It looks like when you kill somebody, you get like a pinata of loot coming out. I mean, it's got everything. Look at this, giant monsters. It's got fucking everything. What can I read the description, Bobby, on the Steam page?
No, you can't.
Fast-paced naval battles in a grim fantasy world, leviathans, warships, and magic. Captain Orc, Dwarf, and human ships, ship versus monster multiplayer. Upgrade ships and crew to become the most powerful warship and sail the abysmal ocean. Bobby?
It looks good. It is free to play, so that makes me a little suspicious.
But usually the free to plays get shit on all over on Steam. And this is sitting, not too many players, but it's sitting at...
Let's see how many people are playing it right now. 217 right now. And it is... Is it early access? No.
To be fair, that's totally pre-DL Gaming Bump.
Yeah. I would check it out. I'd play it. This came out September 20th. It's been out for a while.
This would be fun for a game night. This would be awesome for a game night.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks good.
Yeah.
Why not? I would give it a shot.
I like bringing to attention to things like this.
All right. Next up, MechWarrior 5, Mercenaries.
Not a big MechWarrior guy. Every time I play one of these things, it's just overly complicated. And I know that's a lot of the thing. That's that's what people enjoy about it. All the work on your car in the garage and then take it out on the field. But man, they take it too far sometimes. Apparently this is the first MechWarrior 4 PC in the franchise in like 15 years that's following the same. Like the last one was like MechWarrior 3 for some reason. I don't know. I was watching a video on it. But as cool as it all looks when you're watching these videos that make it look like it's action-packed, really it's a very slow affair. They move around very slowly. It's never been my thing, but I know people love this, and so...
Did you ever do any of those, like, mech arcades where you would sit in those fucking mechs and they would shake and you'd be shooting and fighting other people?
Yeah, that would be sick, dude.
They used to have those before, back in the day.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, if I could play that with the... See, there's no tinkering. In these games, you have to... What is going on?
The TV restarted itself.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but we're still good here.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway... never been for me. It's just too technical. Maybe if they had an easy button that I could push, I would play it. Or if I had all the time in the world. But that was generally... So I don't know if that's what this is, but it looks like that's what this is. Right, Bobby? You got into it. Was it MechWarrior Online we got into? I mean, not into, but...
There were two games that came out, two mech games.
Yeah.
One of them was a MechWarrior game, which was way too complicated. Yep. I couldn't get into that one at all. And one of them was more of a fast-paced mech game, more of a shooter, and I can't remember what that was called.
That one's
probably
dope.
Doesn't matter because no one's playing it anymore.
Yeah.
And it was fun for a little while, but after a little bit, it got pretty boring.
Yep. This is for nerds.
God, what was that game?
I don't remember.
We have an episode named after it. It was like Mech Warrior Versus. I could look it up if I have a moment later.
Strafe was in the name? Something like that? I don't know.
Hawken. That's
Hawkins.
Yeah,
nice. Hawken.
Thank you.
Just like Strafe. Almost exactly.
Yeah. All right. Last one, Lust from Beyond.
So this comes from a guy named Demented Warlock. And it fits. This looks like it's some sort of horror fantasy thing that you walk. It's like a 3D world that you walk through in a mansion where a sexual cult is took over or whatever.
And there's worshiping an erotic deity.
Yeah, there's dicks and tits and stuff.
And fucking.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like...
And two-headed... Fucking.
You see a lot of H.R. Geiger type stuff in it. I thought it was worth, mentioning. I can't say too much about the game.
It reminds me a little bit of Agony.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say about it.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy. I know that game got railed pretty hard in reviews.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Was
shit goes down in this game.
Wait, isn't this game VR?
Let's see if they have VR support.
I think that's only about
single player.
Damn it, the reason I looked at this game was because I thought it was VR.
But then you stayed for the sex.
No, well, I wanted to play it if it was VR. I wanted to get fucked by a two-headed dude.
So weird. But this looks sweet.
Whoa.
It definitely has cool visuals and stuff. I guess we'll wait on Bobby's review on this.
Well, the release date is coming soon. All right, no release date, no price.
It's from the same guys that made The Beast Inside.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Developer Movie Games Lunarium.
Nope.
Lust
wrong.
For Agony.
Or maybe it's just a production company?
I don't know.
If you scroll down, it shows it gets bundled by this or something.
Do you guys hot? I'm burning up.
No.
It's always warm in here. Dude, it was like 90 degrees today. It's almost December, and I'm still running the
air conditioning. It's so weird, because we were at the mall having, like, lunch or whatever, and you know how the mall, the Old Town Ranch Mall, has, like, the little water sprouts that for the kids to play? A bunch of kids playing, dude.
Yeah.
We're in fucking winter. Are we winter?
Supposed to be winter, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's fucking 80 degrees outside.
Yep. 89 it hit today.
Yeah.
There's people listening to this in their igloos right now.
All right. So I'll keep an eye on that one. That's one I'd definitely check out.
You would, dirty ass.
Good Halloween game.
Oh, by the way, Bobby.
That's what you want to call it.
I accidentally found something in your library today. It's called Put It In. You might want...
Put It In. Let's check that out.
Yeah.
I can't be responsible for what's in my library. I have like 7,000 games. Put in, run
it's,
out.
It's not even coming up, dude. I think it's like
they took it off.
Secret sauce, dude. I don't know. I found it.
Oh, I fucking my Steam signed out of everything. I don't know if you got a request to play one of your games.
No.
Oh well, they started doing it again. It's messed up. So now Bobby's is out of my shit again.
Do that, dude. It does it all the time. Like I've lost your library. Yeah.
I think it's just if you sign out. I think that's it. You sign out once, and then you have to...
If you sign out, then it just disappears?
But I've noticed if I keep one game installed from your library, I just click borrow, and then the library comes back. So since I have one game installed from yours, I need to install one from yours.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I'm going to pick some mini game, some like 100 megabyte game. I'll probably put it in or something.
All right. So we got some VR games here. First one, Boneworks.
It's honestly the only... fucking game that I'm excited for when it comes to VR.
We talked about this before, there was some update regarding it, right?
Yeah, so they finally have a release date. It's December 3rd, I believe. It's number 2nd. And this is like their official like announced trailer, which is pretty much the gameplay. And holy shit, dude, this game looks awesome. I can't wait to play this. It's just really neat. I want a good VR game. I don't know about the story yet, but or if there even is a story, or it's just like get from one like point A to point B, and it's just like a sandbox game where like you can just do whatever. So I'm not really 100. on that. Especially because, like, the guys that make this game, the guys that make this game are the same ones that made that duck game, that VR duck game, that duck hunt type VR game that we talked about on the podcast once.
Mm-hmm.
They made that game too. I had no clue. And these guys have a YouTube channel called Node. It's and then Brandon, that I don't know if you guys know who Brandon is, but the guy that's on that channel together with like other three buddies, they're the ones. They have a development company. They're making this game. But I don't know. The game looks really cool, and I can't wait to actually play this. It's just you can break anything, kind of, and it's supposed to use the index, like, really well. So I don't know. I can't wait. The guy was stabbing people with one big sword and, like, stabbing like, three people at the same time. I thought that was super neat.
So release date is December 10th.
December 10th? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it said December 10th.
Okay.
And, okay, there is a Steam page up for it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. No price as of yet, but...
Does it say what kind of game it really is? Like, what it's considered?
VR simulation action adventure physics.
No.
Yeah, not telling you a whole lot there, but there's quite a bit of gameplay online, it looks like.
Every once in a while, because they have the regular YouTube channel where they release just random stuff, and then for some random episodes, they'll be like, "Oh, you know, we can kind of show you guys something we've been working on," and then they'll show like scenes from the game, or they'll actually play it right. Like they'll play their builds on YouTube for everyone, and they're just having so much fun. They're just like passing around the headset and letting friends just go in and mess these guys up. It's just so cool.
It's like some hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, I want to smash a computer on someone's head. That looks like fun.
All right, next VR game, Pistol Whip.
What's this?
I believe someone posted, maybe Emilio put this in here. But I saw someone had put it in the Discord.
I did see this. It's like the fast-paced John Wick type shooting game.
Yeah, so it's like a rhythm game, but a first-person shooter.
Action, rhythm, FPS. That's cool.
Unstoppable action, rhythm, FPS. Journey through a cinematic bullet hell powered by a breakneck soundtrack to become the ultimate action hero legend. Sounds cool. So it says on-rail shooter. I assume that means you're not moving around at all.
Yeah,
you move automatically.
You're just ducking, weaving, bobbing. I said those out of order. But
so, that's a cool idea, though. First person shooter mixed with a rhythm game.
It does sound awesome, but it sounds hard as fuck. And then do you have to hit? First of all, is this out?
November 7th.
Oh,
so out. Yeah, it's been out for a little while. $25.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Not too many reviews, but they are pretty positive. Yeah, about 90%. Metacritic is an 83.
That looks cool.
70 people playing now.
Damn, that many people own VR sets.
This guy says it's better than both Autica and Beat Saber.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Beat Saber's like the go-to.
What's Autica? Is that another type?
Yeah, what was Autica? That was, that was another rhythm game. I don't know if it was one of the ones where you enter your own music.
Oh, what is it?
Let's see.
Thank you.
Oh, no, that's another rhythm shooter. Okay. With the orbs coming at you, and you have to shoot them along the music.
How much the music, not in this one, but in...
how much the music matters?
Yeah, it doesn't look like, from everything I saw.
Can we, is there any actual gameplay?
But it doesn't, yeah, like right here. This is gameplay. Right?
Turn the audio. I want to play this now.
Oh, dude, it's sick.
Just play the music. Sure.
But I don't think the music really has much to do with it. And it doesn't matter. It's an on-rail shooter in VR. Like, it looks like you're John Wick, basically.
So maybe the music's just in there for
and
the cool
factor. And you can pistol whip them.
I feel like, yeah, if they get too close, you pistol whip.
I'm down to play this.
Yeah, well, it's out. $25. Man, VR games are expensive.
Fuck. I've been buying
some. I only have $25. That's my account.
I only have $25
worth
on my account. Fuck it. I'll go without eating
I have
Friday.
To go get a green screen friendly drink because my blue one was different.
Yeah. Oh, that's what Sammy texted me. I didn't get it. She's put something funny on it. And Diego just texted me and said, we're in fall, not winter, pendejo. I asked if we were, like, we don't know. I don't know.
It's my best. When is winter officially start, Bobby?
When does it start, Bobby?
December 22nd.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
22nd, 23rd.
So okay. Diego's watching? You could have put that on stream, dude.
Yeah, send us some biddies.
Yeah.
All right, next game, VR game, Stormland.
This reminded me a lot of that little robot game that you played, Bobby, where you...
That looks like Johnny Five. Johnny Five.
You're down on a planet, and you were collecting things. There wasn't a whole lot of action.
Yeah, it was a survival game, but it actually had a storyline to it.
Yeah.
Going home, phone home. Phone home.
Yeah, so yeah. This seems like a VR version of that, but you're finding parts for yourself and enhancing yourself, and also finding your friends that got scattered in the crash on this planet. So you're like a Wally looking thing or Johnny Five. And by the way, Bobby, I always remember because you brought it up on Johnny Five. There is an Indian dude played by a white dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
In blackface, in brownface.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That guy was in brownface. That guy, if I'm not mistaken,
this is from Insomniac.
Oh, is that who makes it?
Damn, dude, that's somebody that makes badass games.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, I think that guy who plays Johnny Five. No, I am mistaken. That's not the same guy. That actor was in something else. Let's see.
Oh, okay. That's fucked up.
But yeah, dude.
I remember that movie when I was a kid.
That's like an early 80s
game. Yeah.
And it's not even that obvious, dude. Like, if you watch West Side Story, like,
that all brown people look the same? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying in West Side Story, it looks like somebody spray painted some white people. And you can totally tell,
right,
to make him look Puerto Rican. Right. But in Short Circuit,
nice.
You can't really. Well, I don't know. I was young when I
couldn't
watched
tell
it.
Either.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie since I was like, I don't know, 10 or something.
Wait, so that's a white guy.
No, that's a robot.
No. Oh, don't tell me it's an Oculus only game. It has an Oculus sign on the bottom. Fuck, man. Oculus is making really dope games. I want to play that Star Wars game. Like, the second episode of Vader is coming out.
I wouldn't say all robots are white guys, but the one robot I do know is a white guy.
Bobby. Okay, his name was Fisher Stevens. And okay, maybe he was the guy in Super Mario Bros. Let's take a look at this guy's IMDb. I think he might have been one of the henchmen in the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Yeah, he was in the movie Hackers. I remember that. He was one of the henchmen in the Super Mario Bros. Movies.
Mm.
Nailed it. Yeah.
But good job, Bobby. So 0 points on a game we're not playing.
So yeah, that guy was, he played an Indian guy in Short Circuit in brownface. Oof,
that is rough, man. I get what's the name played Gandhi, right? Did they darken him up for that?
Oh, Kingsley?
Yeah.
Kingsley? Yeah, they gave him an award for that.
Yeah.
He got an Oscar for that, if I recall.
Anyway, this looks like a AAA VR game.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we've got yet. Or have we? I mean, you can play Doom in VR.
Well, isn't Respawn making a VR game too right now?
I don't know.
We talked about it.
Whatever. This is already a 3-hour podcast. Let's keep going.
Is it?
But anyway, this looks dope. Look into it.
All right.
It does look dope.
That is it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. There's not a whole lot this week, but there is a big one. Of course, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order came out, and I've been playing that. So to clear up something from last week, turns out that this game is part of the Origin Premier Access. We were totally incorrect about that, and someone pointed it out at the end of the show.
Yeah, like right after we wrapped.
Yeah, yeah. Right after we stopped recording, someone brought that to our attention, and we didn't even believe him at first. We're like, no, dude, you're crazy.
Because we don't really check the sources to anything we say. Just like,
well, they had a explicitly said that at the very beginning,
yeah,
that it wasn't going to be on there.
Yeah, they totally said that, but then when they announced that it was on Steam, they must have changed it, but I feel like nobody made a big deal about it. Like, nobody bothered to mention that.
Yeah.
Like, I've been following this game pretty closely, and I feel like I would have known, like, oh. And like, nobody else was saying that. Everyone was like, oh my god, it's on Steam. Like, yay, you can pay $60 for it now. Cool. Or you can get it for, like, $14.99 a month.
So, and outside of that, very quickly, let's just put it, I don't know, take another look at Premiere. So, for my $100, I got to play, or will get to play.
$100 a year.
A year. I'll get to play this, Battlefield 5, and Anthem. And I think that was totally worth it. I don't feel at all like I got robbed. She makes it sound like it's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, so now that this is on here,
it kind of tilts the scale.
It went back to fuck it. I'm going to go back to getting this. Well, $100?
You can just get 1 month for $15
and finish it.
I'm sure you can beat this game in a month. I've done a little research to try to find out how long this game is because it seems very long. And people have said 20, 30 hours, roughly.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
Well, because this game is, I mean, I guess I'll get into it and start describing it. It's like a mix of Tomb Raider and Dark Souls to me. It's a way more open world adventure type game than I was expecting and not as much combat as I was expecting.
Okay.
So you go to like a planet or like a planet, and then you have this whole open area and there's different paths that you can take. And there's a lot of platforming, running, jumping, wall running to get to different areas. And
is that good?
Yeah, I mean, they do it really well. The game's put together really well. Now, it was a really slow start getting into this game. Like, the first, I don't know, I guess you'd call it, like, the opening act, it was just laden with cutscenes, and it was really simple stuff. I guess it was like a tutorial, and it just was going really slow. I mean, the story's kind of cool. It takes place when Order 66 happens, you know, at the end of Attack of the Clones, and they say, okay, kill all the Jedis. So all the clone troopers are killing the Jedi, and then they go and they finish off the stragglers, like all the ones that they didn't kill outright.
And the younglings.
Yeah, and the younglings. You play a character who is, I don't know, he's 15, I'd guess. He's like a teenager, so he's not a kid, but he's not a fully trained adult. And he's kind of on the run and laying low. And something happens at this place where he's working, where he is found out, and now he's on the run from the Empire. And then you were cut off from the Force, so you're getting your Force powers back as well. And that's kind of the story there. And, I mean, the story was good, but it just felt so slow at the beginning. But once it got going and I realized what the game was about, I started to enjoy it a little bit more.
How many hours are you in?
Probably five.
Okay.
So you do that little intro thing, and then they send you to your first planet where you have that little open world exploration thing. And
because I'm kind of feeling like that part, it just sounds like that part where you're talking about the exploration time is just getting you really comfortable with the controls for the combat that's coming up. I don't know.
I don't think, based on what I've read, I don't think the combat really picks up. And the combat's interesting in that this is where the whole Dark Souls comes in. The combat is kind of like that, where it's a lot of squaring off with enemies, countering attacks, then attacking, or figuring out an enemy's attack pattern. And I don't know. It's all pretty cut and dry and doesn't leave a lot of room for improvisation, which is what I enjoyed about like the old Star Wars games. It was very sandbox, right? Like Jedi Knight, they just throw you in there and it's like, these guys are going to shoot you. Sometimes like you don't really know what's going to happen and you can blow them up with this wide array of weaponry that you have. And this, you only have a lightsaber, by the way, and Force powers. So you're a little more limited, but
no gun at all.
No, I don't know. Maybe eventually you get a gun, but I don't see why you'd go from a lightsaber to a gun. You know, in all the old Star Wars games, like the lightsaber is like the thing you're always trying to get.
Right.
But yeah, I think you just use a lightsaber. But you realize pretty quick, okay, the ranged guys, I can do a block right before the blaster bolt hits, and then it'll deflect it right back at them, which is kind of cool. It's just like in the movies. It's like you're batting back laser bolts right at them. It feels really cool. But you learn right away, okay, that's how I counter the ranged guys. Okay, the melee guys with the shock thing, I wait for them to charge, and then I block and then attack. You know, and that's how I deal with them. Yeah, so you pretty much line up every enemy. And, you know, there's a wide array of enemies, too. I mean, you have all the stormtrooper ones, blaster bolts, rocket launchers, melee guys, and more that I have yet to encounter. But
so the only innovation, the only innovation that comes into a combat would be if they send multiple types of troops at you.
If there's more of them, then it gets a little hectic. And it has a very slow, clunky feel, and that's not a bad thing. A lot of games do that. Like, you can't just run and gun and just feel like a total badass, just mowing everyone down. Like in the old games, or running and throw a thermal detonator and just blow up four people in one shot. You know, you have to be a little more methodical and patient about it. You know, just like a Dark Souls game, just, it comes down to patience. The boss fights are cool, though. That's where you can the combat gets a little more enjoyable, and they kind of ramp
creatures
you
usually
creatures, but then also like this is the main enemy right here. You square off with her in the introduction for a little bit, but you can tell it's one of those situations where you know you're going to lose, and then they send you,
right?
You know, and then it goes into a cutscene. But I imagine she's going to be the final boss. I feel like the Force powers aren't coming as quickly as possible, and the Force powers are not so much combat related as they are just to help you get around. Like, you get a Force push, but that's really for knocking down. Okay, now I have access to all the red glowing things.
Right.
Now I can do a Force push and knock down these rocks and get through this area, and it opens up a new part of the map. A
little bit of Metroidvania in it.
On Discord, yeah. I think it was, I forgot who showed a like a little preview, not a preview, but like some gameplay footage of him playing, and he actually used the Force push to push that enemy off the ledge. As like, it was like, it looked like a little boss fight.
Hmm.
So. Yeah, you can use Force push on the enemies, and also like a slowdown thing, which is kind of like a bullet time effect, which is cool. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm just being like prejudiced against it because it's a newer game, and
I feel like there's a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but it's just, you know, all these newer games, they always start so slow for me. It was same thing with Red Dead Redemption. Like, I felt like I was in a tutorial for the first 2 hours of that game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that train robbery thing. It's like, go up here, press the E button, walk up to this guy, press the R button. It's like, pay F to pay respects, you know, play or press X to play the game. But I think newer games just feel a lot more choreographed to me too. You know, they're a lot more staged. You know, it's like, it's very easy for me to see like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do here. And then when I know what I'm supposed to do and like that, like the figuring out part is all done with and I just have to do it, then I'm just like, eh, okay.
It's almost like one of these things, Bobby, where like in order to be AAA these days, you almost need to have that cinematic feel where people are like, oh, this is worth $60. Mm-hmm. And then when you go cinematic, then you end up with more of what you're talking about. Like if you want it to look that fucking great, you're going for photorealism, then you have to go up to this and push X.
Well, yeah, but I think it's also about accessibility too. So they want everyone to be able to play this game,
right?
Right, like old and new. So I get that. Like you don't want to take a huge IP like Star Wars and then make a game that like only like super nerds like me want to play. Like that's not a financially wise decision.
Did you decide what difficulty did you choose?
I just did the regular difficulty.
Okay, maybe it'd be more enjoyable if you put it a little harder.
I think so, but for the first playthrough, I rarely do that.
Nah, dude, just
what
wait.
Do you play through
just,
twice?
Just wait 10 years from now, and Bobby will be like, this game is fucking awesome. Once it gets old, it's too new to be good.
I mean, that's not how I feel about The Force Unleashed. I mean, The Force Unleashed is like, all right, and I feel like, I've talked about this before, but the things, they fixed the problems with the first game and the second game, but then the second game had more newer problems that the first game didn't have. So I don't know. There's a good game between the two of those, but it's same thing with that one. I mean, that one's a little more like run through and just kill people, and it's not as choreographed, but I don't know. I don't think the Force Unleashed games were outstanding either.
I like the idea of the droid on your back. I imagine that goes a lot with the UI.
Yeah, so you pull him out, and he gives you your map, and he also tosses you heals. And you can heal up, you know, you start out with two, but you can increase that. It also has like, you know, campfires and Dark Souls.
Right.
They have that, but you don't have to use items to sit at the campfire. So they have that where you can replenish and save. Those are your save points. And that's also where you can, spend talent points. But the droid, the heal is very weird. Just like the other, fighting mechanics, it's very clunky. Like you can't just press Q and boom, you're healed. Mm-hmm. Like it's an animation that has to play out. So you press Q, the droid pops up this little healing thing. You have to catch it, and then you have to, like, I don't know, eat it or stick it in.
But that's kind of good, so that you can't do it, like, mid-fight when you're about to get slashed.
You can't just do it whenever you're in trouble. You actually have to... so, like, a good hint they give you in one of the loading screens is use your force slow and then pop a heal. That way you can be sure you get it off. Because
but now you've lost two of your things.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes it's worth it just to get that heal. I mean, the force powers, you can spec into that to have more force power, and you can use those a little more liberally. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a good game. My complaints just have to do with all new games. You know, it's just anything interesting about it, anything edgy about it is just shaven down to appeal to the masses. But, you know, it is a good game. I wish... I don't know. I'll wait until I get through more of it. But
will
I
you
wish
finish it?
More interesting. Yeah, I'm going to play all the way through it.
Okay, that means it's fantastic. That's like a mere.
It's Star Wars. It's yeah. Star Wars. I mean, I'm going to see. I'm going to play anything Star Wars. Dude, I love the Star Wars movies. Like, if you ask me about anything Star Wars, it's like, yeah, I like it. I think it's good, and like, I'm just blind to any sort of criticism for it. And I like the new Star Wars movies, even though, like, yeah, they're probably not that great, but. Yeah, just because it's Star Wars, I'm going to play all the way through this. But I wish the levels and the environments were a little more interesting, because it really feels like Tomb Raider. I feel like I'm just jumping through, like, forests, wastelands, bogs, tombs, you know, just like all the usual stuff that just fades into the background and becomes completely unnoticeable. Like, you don't even look at it after a while. So maybe that'll change, because I've only been to... I mean, there's the area you start out at, then the first planet, and then there's two more that you get to choose from. I've been to those, so I don't know. I've only been to, like, a handful of places so far.
It all just seems dark. The whole thing seems dark. Everything is gray and blacks, if that's what you mean by the environment. Everything that I see is gray and black.
You never posted a live on Discord, huh?
No, I asked Sniper to. Is he too high to do that?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I just posted it right now.
That's why we have two people watching us.
Where an hour...
Two solid people. Three solid people.
They're the best ones.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to say anything new about this next week, even though I'm going to continue to play it. Maybe there, like, something more interesting will happen. Like, I'm looking forward to these types of boss fights right here. Yeah. Like, that'll be cool. But
he's showing a picture of a huge ass beast.
Yeah, little do you know that he's just a vendor.
Would you like to buy these wares?
But I do like the open world thing, because it lets you, it's just like Dark Souls. Like, if you want, you can run right up to a dude who you have no business killing, and you can fight him right off the bat.
You can outskill him.
Yeah, like, if you're really good, you can outskill him. There's this, I think his name was Ago or Ogbo. He had this big, ugly monster with a giant tongue that he tries to, like a frog that he tries to hit you with. But I kept on running into that guy and trying to fight him, like, right off the bat, and finally realized, you know, I'm going to have to come back. Oh, I'll circle back to this guy, because yeah. I'm not going to kill him now. But, yeah,
you think, like, a really good Dark Souls player, or a good, where's that Asian version of that? You think somebody might just be able to blow through it?
Probably. So when you turn up the difficulty levels, I think you get... It shows you what it changes. And there are three different stats. I think it's like less health. The enemies have more health. But also one of them is the parrying window. And parrying is a big part of this game. Like blocking certain attacks and then countering them.
Yeah.
So even on normal... Because there's so many different monsters, there's a lot of different animals, and the stormtroopers are easy. But the animals, it's kind of hard to tell through their animation when they're attacking. I'm having a little trouble with the pairing on that. Plus, I don't play these types of games. And it really, if it's a controller game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my dodge key on a keyboard is Z. So I'm doing like this weird, like, tuck my ring finger underneath my middle finger to every time I have to dodge. Like, it's very awkward on a keyboard.
JP Diddy was saying something about, like, grabbing ledges is kind of interesting. Like, you have to jump, then grab, then actually hold on, or something like that.
You could jump. Yeah, so you can jump up, and then he'll grab on something, and then a little thing will come up and say, press E to actually hold on to this, and then you do that, like, Super Mario.
So you're on a keyboard.
Yeah, I'm on a mouse and keyboard. I'm not playing this on controller. I can't play anything on
it. You just said...
No, I said I felt like the game is trying to push you towards playing on a controller, but I'm playing on a keyboard, which is why I have that weird dodge with the Z key problem.
Gotcha.
But you can just jump on a ledge and press E and just grab right onto it. That's not too hard. But it is totally like, you know, and what we've seen here, whenever he's climbing on something, like a lot of this game is climbing on things. It totally feels like that Mario Brothers thing where you have to like climb. You know what I'm talking about? Where you have like that wire frame, then you jump on it.
That's a Mario Party. It was also on that, too.
Yeah, it was in all the Mario games.
Yeah.
In Super Mario World, you'd, like, punch the little thing and it'd twist you around. You'd be on the other side.
On the other side of the fence.
Yeah, it's just like that. Like, you climb on it like that, and then you jump over to, like, another
one. Again, very Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game is like Star Wars Tomb Raider.
Give it a number, Bobby. Who cares? 1 out of 10.
82. 8.2.
Right. Okay, 8.2.
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
I'm going to play it, but probably way down. There's too much shit right now. way too much shit, not enough time.
The thing is, it's not slowing down anytime soon.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, in January,
I mean, this is one of the games. This and Doom are like the games that I want to play this year. Like, yeah, that's, so you just got to pick and choose, man. You got to make some decisions.
And you still have Disco Elysium on your plate, too. By the way, good job on the, you should plug the interview.
Oh, the interview. Yeah. So last Friday, I mean, you probably already know because it showed up on your feed, but Sam Barlow interview is up. That was a great discussion. He did most of the talking. I give him all the credit.
Dude, you get really lucky sometimes where you just like say one thing and then just.
Yeah, you just.
They're great. They're great on the mic and they just take it away.
Yeah. No, he definitely had a lot to say about storytelling and video games, and just it was really great to hear him talk about that and also just kind of his perspective from a designing standpoint. And, you know, one thing that I realized when I was looking up some stuff about him is he's got such an extensive history in game design. I mean, he started in his first game that he designed was in 1999, and then he kind of went through working with like, you know, AAA games, working on AAA games, Silent Hill games. He worked on two of those. And then in 2015 is when he started making his own games, Her Story and Telling Lies.
One thing that he said that I wish he would have elaborated on, man, he said in the UK, they didn't really get the NES Sega thing as much as the US did. And they were all playing on PCs when we were playing consoles. So I thought that was really interesting.
I wonder if we have like UK really listeners. I wonder what
of the right age. We need listeners of the right age in the UK. Is this like, is that how you felt it was?
Because I know things were very different in Europe. I mean, we talked about how the guy from The Witcher in Poland, you know, they were communist back then, so games were illegal. So the only way you could get games was piracy. So to them, piracy wasn't a bad thing necessarily. So they had kind of different views on DRM when they created their shop, the GOG shop.
How old is Jens? Jens might know.
He's too young, but he would know. He knows everything.
Yeah. All right. So how was The Legend of Bumbo?
Ooh. It's tricky, man. So I like the game. The core game is really fun and a very good puzzle game. But that said, that's pretty much all you got on day one. There's not even a fucking options menu, man. There is nothing. There was like the intro, the intro video, the actual game itself. That's it. No introduction, no explanation, no holding your hand. I mean, I guess there's no holding your hand in Binding of Isaac either. So let me dial it back a little bit. This is Legend of Bumbo from the creators of, it's actually the prequel to Binding of Isaac. Bumbo is actually a character you can get in Binding of Isaac. He's this little dude that follows you around and takes all your coins. And And then he gets stronger for when you feed him enough coins. But anyway, he still has the coin obsession in this game. The most striking thing about this game right away is that it's all cardboard cutouts. And it looks just like that. Maybe like a Yoshi game, somebody was saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going from room to room. It's very Binding of Isaac in that you clear a room, you go to the next room. You clear that room, you go to the next room. The puzzle, somebody nailed it, man. I started streaming it, and somebody nailed it right away. He said it was a match 4 crossed with Plants vs. Zombies. And that's exactly it. There's three lanes with that could have bad guys or rocks or whatever in it. And not only do you have to attack, but you also have to defend. So you might go strong on one lane and defend another lane. And man, there's a lot going on. So there's the match 4 going on, which you could also match 5, match 6, match 7. If you match 7, you get a global event that like kills everything on the screen, which is always really fun. Just very hard to do. That's the global event. That's the booger one. The things that you're matching, and it makes you sound crazy when you're trying to explain it, but are bones, poops, peas, boogers, and like teeth. Those are the symbols.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so like it's very Binding of Isaac in that way. But it's not just match 4; it goes so far beyond that. So like the match 4 gives you mana, and the mana you can spend on spells, and the spells you can attack with outside of taking turns. You only need a certain amount of turns. There's so much thought that goes into it. At first glance, you're like, oh my god, this is fucking daunting. There's like a lot of shit on the screen. But really...
Literally.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit on the screen. Just like Binding of Isaac. But yeah, it had a rough... I wouldn't say a rough launch. Like, the game worked. But there was a few times when I beat the boss and it just started the game over. Like, it was glitching hard. That said, now again, another caveat. They've been patching this game almost every day since it's come out. And there's been noticeable improvements all along the way. It's sitting at a 7 out of 10 right now, but I think it's more like an 8 out of 10 once, you know, all these patches go through. And anyway, I really enjoyed it. I've played it all fucking week. Like, Sam came in and you're like, you're obsessed. And I'm like, I fucking dig it, man. It's really fun. It's one of these things as a little bit of Into the Breach where you beat the game and then you play the game again with a new team that changes all the rules. Same thing. You beat the game as Bumbo, which is really easy, and then they give you a new Bumbo with different abilities, and then you beat the game with that, but the game's a little bit longer. And then again and again and again. So you're basically, it's changing the rules, and you're trying to find new ways to win. You can't rely on the same whatever it was that won you the first game. It's making you think again and again. So a good recommendation for me, especially if you like puzzle games. My first thoughts right away was that they were appealing to the mobile market because it's a match 4. So I was thinking like, oh, this is for sure built from the ground up for that. But it came out, it's only on Steam right now.
And it is $13.49 right now, typically $15.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'd recommend
it. A lot of people playing it, 2,800 people playing it right now.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Nice. So I guess that's it for highlights.
Yeah, we spent all our time on the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play anything this week. It sucks. Well, I did play, but I played, you know, some Call of Duty.
And so I'm guessing you didn't do your homework, Rogue Legacy.
I was going to play today. No joke. I was like, I installed it today. Actually, I installed it last night. I was going to play last night, but we went to go eat at Fleming's because we had like a fucking gift card. We got, and then so I was like, that was my plan, coming home, playing Rogue Legacy. And then, no, I ended up like...
It's my fault. I had agreed to Monday, as usual, but I got a job.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off.
I was leaving for a week.
Yeah, so
Sunday's usually my gaming day.
Yeah, I was in a game
Everybody's
today.
Upset with me right now, if you can't tell.
No, but I did die 3 times.
Oh, okay.
I did die 3 times. I had a really... The original character, right? He dies. And then my next one was this huge-ass fucking nothing happens to him guy. Mm-hmm. And then, but I still died like by the third room. And then I had another dude, and the stats were just funny. The stuff they say on them is pretty cool.
Yeah, like the different, they're like genetic traits.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then it's funny how like each, like you pick from all the characters, like up 1, 2, 3, you know? And then it shows a picture of like the ancestor, like right behind him. So all the guys that have died, I'm guessing, if you've died 100 times, do they all stay there?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
and the castle. Did you notice the castle?
Yeah.
So you build that shit up, dude. The more money you have, the more wings you can put on it. You get down to, like, you unlock more traits that you can, and they're not always good.
But I've come to realize that I suck at roguelikes. I die, or I
mean, you're supposed to die, dude. Yeah.
Like in the beginning, you just do that. Say it. You always, because I get frustrated.
Well, the good thing about roguelikes in this one, like, in particular, is you can be bad at them. I'm not good at this game either, but that's fine because eventually you make so much money that you spend it on upgrades where you can just kind of low skill it through the dungeon, and you're so buffed that it doesn't matter
now,
how bad
said,
you are.
There are people that beat this game on the first guy. That's it. Beat the whole game with a dagger.
Those people have like played a lot.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
right,
shit,
right, right,
really?
Right.
It's a yeah. Lot. But yeah.
Like outliers.
There are people who can beat this game in under a couple hours. It took me 15 hours. It took me a long time to beat this game, but I really built up all my stats. So yeah. It's super easy when I finally went through. And once you beat a boss, it's a checkpoint. So you can always just skip that part and then
start. I noticed the teleporter.
This is a great roguelike. This is one of the best.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep playing it, and I'll give like a better review next week.
Okay.
But so far, that was cool. But I suck at roguelikes. I just die all
it's
the time.
It's not
fuck.
That you suck, dude. They're really,
so, there's
really
so
hard.
Much shit flying on the screen. And I'm like, ah! And I was like, and then I came into a room. I'm like, oh, everyone's dead. And the little fucking bone, he goes, bleep, bleep. just came through the wall. Like, and I noticed, and then like when it's like zooms, I don't know, like zoomed or something to show what killed me. It was a fucking skeleton behind a fucking wall. But like, but I killed everyone. I was dying. I had like 10 health left. And I'm like, oh, sick. No one's dead. And I see a wall because, like, you know, the wall's coming into, oh, dope, a wall. And then a little fucking bone just hits me dead.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's been too long. But in this game, can you raise your shield? Is there a block?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no block. It was just this regular sword attack and then your magic shit.
Okay. I think there's a character that will have a, you can get a block. Maybe. It's really hard to use the block. I never bothered with it. Not really video game related, but I thought I'd mention it. So yesterday I went up to LA for the Adult Swim Festival and got to watch some early content of Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Which was pretty good. They showed us an episode of that. Dude, that place was crowded and it was filled with a lot of weirdos, man. I mean, first of all, it's Adult Swim.
Adult Swim stuff.
Second of all, it's LA. Yeah. So it was just crazy. You know, a lot of weed smoking going on there. But that, and also they had like all these other things going there as well. The only other thing I got to check out was the Joe Pera show, which if you haven't seen that, it's a little weird.
How big is the convention?
It was huge, man. It was
really
huge. Yeah, they had, well, they had like 2 Chainz playing there and like this other stuff. Yeah, it was like a huge event. It was in the Bank of California Theater, like a huge, okay, what's that one we got down here by Point Loma? You know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always Sports named Arena. After, yeah, Sports Arena or whatever.
Oh, it's called Indian Casino, or something right there.
Yeah, Quan,
yeah. Yeah, so it's
Valley
like,
View.
It's bigger than that. Not twice the size, but maybe like 1.5 times the size of that. Huge. Mm. And the place, like half of it is just like this huge pit of people just watching who's ever performing on stage. And then all around, they got like these giant things set up. Let me pull up a picture so you can actually see what it looks like.
While you're doing that, Ray, Bobby, I'm going to... Hey, Ray, if I was going to the Adult Swim thing, I would have told you about it and invited you because you're a friend. Do you feel like you would have done the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I would have gone.
Maybe you shouldn't send me a link.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
hey, there's tickets for this thing.
Cool, right?
I would have gone.
I feel like I did mention...
Oh, this has nothing to do with you, Bobby.
We're not talking to you, bro.
We're just having a side conversation.
Yeah, seriously.
Here.
Okay, so there's the Morty slide right there.
Now I'm totally like, well, yesterday... Wait, now I feel guilty. Yesterday I bought Comic-Con ticket, guys. Is that you guys
know? Oh, what happened with the... Oh, we'll talk about that later.
I forgot.
You son of a bitch.
There was a set date to see if we can get into Comic-Con as one of as press.
Yeah.
But when I was reading the what's it called? The requirements, I was like, okay, so we're a PC gaming podcast. What part can I put in here that's like they'll give us a fucking free press pass for all of us? I couldn't. How can I lie?
Yeah.
And then I was like,
well, we are press.
Because you do have to link a certain like amount of episodes. You have to link your website. But if they open up our website, it'll be PC Gaming. And they go to our podcast, it'll be like cock, balls, and PC Gaming.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Just
all right.
I don't know. We need a picture of G and cosplay or something. No, the date's already passed. Uh-huh. It was like it had to be the last day of October. Was the last day to sign up. But I got my pass and everyone can use it, so it was fun.
Nice. Yeah, Bobby, you weren't kidding. Open air, huh?
Yeah, open air. And you can see the Meatwad Dome in the back there.
Yeah,
so
I see that.
That was like this area they brought you in and everyone just like laid down on their backs and looked up. And it was one of those, you know, they have projectors set up. So it's like this full view. It's like a rounded view of like whatever they put
like
on
IMAX?
There. Yeah, kind of like that. You know, like when you go to, what's the one where they do with space? You know, the one the planetarium.
Yeah.
It's like a planetarium, basically, but in a Meatwad Dome, and it's this real trippy experience. And
they have that.
Rick and Morty steal the show?
It was pretty good, but it was so hard to get in. Thank God my girlfriend RSVP'd on these. So, like, on the app, you can RSVP for certain events, and then you get into a special line. We still waited in line for an hour, but there were people who had been waiting in line for hours, and they never got in. So we did get into that, and we got to see an episode for that. I don't know if it's coming up next or not, but it was pretty good. The only thing that I missed that I would have really liked to have seen was
my friends there with me.
Yeah, I feel like I would have RSVP'd for you.
Yeah,
you would have RSVP'd for me, and it would have been great.
Of course.
We would have got into everything.
Hey, you guys want to get an Airbnb together?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'll bring Alana. Maybe we can all, my girlfriends can meet.
Yeah. It was an interesting.
It's funny because we all like Rick and Morty. All of us like crazy.
I fucking love Rick and Morty.
And the new episode that I've got now is looking pretty. Looks like the next.
Oh really? Yeah, I wouldn't know because I wasn't there.
You just bummed us the fuck out. If you can't tell, you bummed us the fuck out.
No, there is one. The first episode of the season is already released. So the one that I watched is later in the season. I don't know.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not going to the festival.
Oh yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had an adult.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either,
and then I was there.
Well, we bought tickets a long time ago, and I hate the drive up to LA, man.
Dude, it's not bad. But you usually go like after work, right? Like,
I mean, no, it was on a Saturday, but then like we didn't stay up there last night, so we just drove home the night of, and that's what really killed it. But
it's funny because when you drive up in traffic, like the other day when I got off work, I had to drive to Oceanside to meet up with a client. Right after work, so this is me driving at 4 o'clock from Kearny Mesa to Oceanside, which is what, a 25-minute ride. Took me an hour and a half to get there with traffic. It seemed eternal, but like if you're driving to LA for an hour and a half, it's just and there's no traffic. That's super LA. Nice. It's awesome. It doesn't even hurt.
Let me do some hardware before we get into news, Bobby.
All right.
Because I'm a fat boy now. I've been snoring like. Louder and louder and louder, and Sam like can't sleep, and she kicks me in the middle of the night.
Maybe we should do a challenge to this way.
Probably like 5 or 6 fucking times a night she kicks me or punches me, and I can't sleep. She can't sleep. So anyway, I was looking for, and then somebody else was telling me that sounds weird because it wasn't Sam that I have like I choke in my sleep like sleep apnea, right? So I was like, okay, so let me find something. So on Amazon. I just did like sleep apnea machine, but the first thing that came out was a mouthpiece, and it's like top thing on Amazon. I don't know the name of it.
Like a CPAP machine?
No. It was literally just a mouthpiece.
Okay.
That's it. And what you do is you boil it and you put it in your mouth and then you move your lower jaw forward and then a little bit, just a little bit. And then it gets hard. Right? In that position.
That's how you do mouthpieces, like for boxing or
something. Yeah, right. But it never with like moving.
Yeah, you wouldn't move it. Yeah. You just keep it normal.
Yeah. And that's all I did. It was really simple. I was done in like 5 minutes. And last night we had a snore free night. We both slept like fucking angels. It was fantastic. It was hard to get used to, but I like know myself. So I was wearing it all day just so I could get used to it, you know? So I wouldn't be spitting it in the middle of the night. I think that's it right there. Anti-snoring solution. No, that's not it. But it's something almost exactly like that. Go down. Oh, it's that first one. Number one. Yep.
The snore stopper.
Snore stopper. Yeah. Really, really worked.
Awesome.
So it juts out your jaw. So you have like an underbite or something.
Like an underbite. Yep. And
that stops you from snoring.
Because it's your lower jaw crushing your windpipe that causes you to snore. And then I started realizing that.
How can you sleep with something in your mouth?
I don't know.
I do. I have the, what is that? After you get...
For grinding?
No. It's like a hard plastic retainer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because I did Invisalign, so they give you stuff after that to keep the teeth straight that you're supposed to wear every night. Nobody does, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
As you do.
Yeah.
As you do piano lessons and also.
Man, I even floss, man. I floss a couple times a day.
What?
Here's an honest question. What's your dental hygiene like? Because I feel like I'm having this conversation like with people where they're like, oh, yeah, I haven't been to the dentist in years. I'm like, really?
Oh,
years.
So, yeah. So that was me. I did not go to dentist for years. And then I was like, I work in healthcare. My healthcare is fucking free. I'm going to go to the dentist. I went to the dentist. They checked me out. And they're like, holy shit. Good thing you came. What's it called? It's like gingivitis, but like bad where like it starts eating up your gums a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like they did the laser thing, the deep cleaning and all that crap, got rid of all the shit. Mm-hmm. And then they really fucked me up. I was bleeding. They put on this other liquid stuff and all this disease killing shit, gingivitis, bacteria killing, whatever stuff. Did all that. And then I just had to come every 3 months. And now I'm at like 0.1, 0.2 millimeters for all my teeth. So
it's growing back.
Yeah, my gums are back.
Oh,
took a year.
Nice.
Took a year. Flossing. I was flossing every night. Now it's like every three days a week, maybe, because I do get lazy. But I started brushing my teeth and I bought a toothbrush, an electric toothbrush.
I thought you were going to be like, yo, and I bought a toothbrush. Because I've had that conversation with someone. Like, this was years ago. I was like 20. This is when I actually had roommates. And there was a guy who was crashing on our couch. And at some point it came to light that he didn't own a toothbrush. I'm like, you don't have a toothbrush? It's like, no. So you don't brush your teeth? No. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I did have an experience like that where I didn't go to the dentist for a long time because I have health care. And I mean, it wasn't as bad as what you're describing here, but it was.
The thing is,
clean up a lot of stuff.
It didn't look that bad. If you like, mm-hmm. It looked normal. It looked perfectly normal. My gums actually didn't look like unhealthy. There weren't like any like weird color or anything. And it looked fine. It's just, she was showing me in the back. She's like, your gum starts, like, they start pulling back and your teeth are getting more and more and more visible.
Long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gums will recede if you have any sort of disease.
Yeah.
That's why flossing. I mean, even if you brush and you don't floss, and that could happen.
I could have sworn they were going to be like, all your front teeth are pushed forward from St. Bethesda.
No, I need a, so now, because I had like a cleaning the other day and I'm going to get the teeth straightening, but that's just, I don't know if I'm doing just braces or Invisalign.
Dude, so, but Invisalign, so much easier. Are your
teeth crooked?
I can't close.
Oh, wow.
I have like an overbite.
Yeah, but it's not like they're all fucking.
Oh, no, they're not all fucked up, but like my wisdom teeth just pushed them out a little bit.
I see.
But my wisdom
grouping
teeth,
or they call it. Or
yeah, so that's pretty much it, but it's not that bad.
I brush my teeth like once every 2 days. I've got that
once every 2 days.
What, yeah,
maybe twice.
Wow,
maybe twice.
What?
And I use that the machine. What is that thing?
Are
the new one?
Wait, are you joking?
No.
Once every 2 days.
Yeah, if it's feeling nasty, that's when I.
Oh my god, dude, that's so bad.
Well, wait, listen. So me and Sam both went to the dentist,
and they said you guys are fine.
She had like five cavities, and like she had something going on and stuff, and she brushes like twice a day. And he's like, "Yeah, you're good to go." I was like, it's all genetic.
Yeah, a lot of it is genetics, but a lot of it is healthcare.
Fucking caveman over here. What the fuck?
Yeah, now you should probably brush your teeth. They say you should brush and floss after every
meal. What's the point? If everything's great, do I have bad breath a lot?
I don't know. I'm going to ask Sam.
I'm never that close to you.
Okay. Well, if it's not enough, so what's the point? If it's feeling nasty, I clean them. Just like my car. If it's dirty, I clean it.
All right.
All right.
There's some dental advice.
Oh my god. Wow. That's so crazy. Do you do mouthwash?
No.
Not even that?
No.
So like I found out that once your teeth are really clean and they do all like the deep cleaning and everything, the reason I got away with a little bit of non-flossing is because I do like a lot of fucking mouthwash, and that keeps like that gets helps get a lot
there
of
was
the shit out.
There was a study 2 years ago that said flossing doesn't do anything. Look it up, Bobby. It's like a big 6-year study.
Well, if you can get it out. Like, no, dude.
What?
But like, how does that
flossing
do?
Flossing doesn't do anything.
How does that do nothing?
Oh my
if
God.
Like, if okay, if something stays between your teeth and then
it's. Look it up.
Look it up. There's a 6-year study in the UK that said that flossing had no net.
The LGI gene cast.
My God, dude.
Look it up.
Like, what? 6-year study flossing. Maybe there's no. Okay, feeling guilty about not flossing.
New York Times.
Maybe there's no need.
Yeah, there you go. You fuck right off, dude. Cavemen didn't have them. You don't need them.
Oh, yeah, and they
did had amazing
fine,
teeth.
They did great. Yeah.
Where are they now, huh?
Oh my god, dude!
That's one of the funniest things you've ever said.
I'm just trying to. I'm reaching for an analogy for that. I just can't.
But wait, you can't argue with my logic, dude. It doesn't do anything.
Because the New York Times,
says
you don't need a floss.
Come up with another. Like, who's above the New York Times? God? Like, what do you need to tell you?
That's just like I don't know. Not like
no,
hey,
it's God,
guess what?
And then
you don't need
Trump.
A floss, everybody. That's just like. I don't know, like saying, hey, guess what?
There's no Santa Claus.
It's a scam. Like
what? No Santa? What?
So even though it comes from the New York Times and other various sources.
I mean, I'll read the article, but yeah, I have a big problem believing that there's no value to flossing.
Well, I don't floss. Except for I get the...
have you ever seen...
When I eat beef jerky, I get the big chunks.
Have you ever seen the teeth people in the UK?
Yeah, no, I get it. That was the big joke about the
come
study.
On. Yeah. Have you seen their teeth? Nah, guys, we're fine.
Yeah. Says the guy who can't close his mouth.
Brushing with fluoride. All right, I don't know. I'll look at that article, but I got a big problem with that.
Okay.
That's... I'm a little skeptical.
That's hardware.
Also, don't use shampoo or conditioner. I think that's all bullshit as well.
Well, I mean, if you have hair, shampoo and conditioner?
No, not at all.
You can rinse it out.
It's all bullshit.
And that's fine.
I just use water. Just if it's dirty, if I have dirt in my hair, I use soap, like a bar of soap, but that's about it.
Hmm. You don't even need soap then.
It's all made up, guys. You don't need all this stuff. I'm telling you.
If you've watched your video of your computer, then this all makes sense.
If you look at the human history, floss has been around for less than 1% of the time.
It's been around.
Yet people have had teeth the entire time.
Oh, my God. I mean, not a lot of teeth. I mean, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You bought into the... You're drinking the Kool-Aid,
It's
Bobby.
Genetics, dude. It's fucking genetics, man.
It's genetics.
A lot of it is genetics.
It's genetics, dude. Because, like, my mom had the same thing I did. And it just happens just easier. You know, like you never fucking brush your teeth and you're fine. Mm-hmm. I didn't brush my... Like, I do brush my teeth every day, but, like, maybe I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I don't floss anymore. Or use, like, mouthwash.
No, I used to have terrible oral hygiene when I was a kid. And I had... one cavity? I don't even know if I ever had a cavity as a kid.
I got a root canal when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? My brother has not had a root canal.
Sam's the same way. She has bad genetics when it comes to teeth. But her brother is like me. He, like, doesn't brush his teeth.
His mouth thinks so. When he's drunk and he's like, no, Ray. I'm like, fuck it. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. You better not be watching.
They're watching us live right now. That's why Sam said hi.
Oh, fuck you, Christian.
It's on the big screen.
Your mouth smells.
All right. Well, we've spent way too long on hygiene here. Okay.
I haven't.
We'll have to bring
you haven't.
Yeah. Wow, we learned a lot over here. Okay, let's talk a little news here. So some of this news is pertaining or was announced at the XO19 event by Microsoft.
Think the X19 is just episodes. I think this is number 19. I think the other one event, because I do remember seeing an X017. Check. Well,
was it in 2017?
I don't know. Maybe. There you go.
I'm pretty sure the XO19 is like 2019.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But X for Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, it's because I thought you asked, like, why is it always called
XO19? Yeah, because I've never heard it called that before.
It's that's a
or XO2018, XO17. I've never.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe Microsoft didn't really.
They changed it. I just didn't know if it was yearly or it was just like episode. Because I do remember seeing one this year, or was it last year? When they spoke about adding the keyboard support for Xbox, for RTS games and stuff like that, and then maybe adding it later for first-person shooters.
None of these are answers.
We talked about that on this podcast. Shit, maybe. Is it this year?
Maybe we're going to be honest. I'm not sure what we're talking about at this point.
I don't know.
xCloud?
It had to be this year because I started this year.
Okay.
In January.
Maybe they had another event. I don't know. But this bit of news says xCloud game streaming is coming to Xbox Game Pass and Windows next year. So this is their version of Google Stadia, basically.
Right.
Right now, you can opt into a beta. I registered for it. We'll see what happens, but it is only currently on mobile devices and tablets. So Android devices, I think. Later in the year, they will have this available on PC. So it's basically Stadia, but by... Microsoft. And you get, I assume you get access to all your Microsoft Game Pass games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's weird, man, because like when you're talking about Microsoft, because remember last year they announced that they were working with Sony to come up with a streaming service right after Stadia was announced?
Yeah.
I thought that them and Sony together was going to get together and have something them doing their on their own. I don't know how this is all going to work. But by the way, I wanted to bring this up. I said last year that 20 years from now, nobody's going to have desktops. It looks like we're going that way. I'm just saying. It looks like things are skewing that way.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people out there that would never give up their desktops.
Well, I would never give up my desktop because I still do web design and I do regular design. And
all of that would be doing...
And interior design.
Your house computer's going to take
your mom's out, design.
The house computer.
The house computer would... No, because my house computer still has my house computer. My desktop still has to have, like, good shit in order for me to, like, edit 4K video and stuff like that.
It'll be all non-local. Why would you have your own hardware if you could just... Tap into Google, and they have way better hardware than you could
ever
have.
I try to keep a lot of software. I try to keep a lot of my personal shit out of Google Drives and stuff like that, or anything. I try to put that on. I feel like secretly, like all my like dick pics and everything, someone in Google is like masturbating to them or something, or sharing them on the internet,
or vomiting
and vomiting to them or something. I don't know, dude. It's just weird. It's just because the other day I was taking a picture of my penis, and then I was like. The moment it saved onto my phone, I was like, it's already on the cloud, in my personal cloud, but it's technically saved on a computer that someone can just could be like, let's fuck it. Let's look at this guy right now. And poof, oh, dick pic. That's cool. It's just weird. Just thinking about that. I try to stay away from all the cloud stuff. All my cloud stuff is just work-related stuff where I don't care.
It doesn't matter, dude.
I don't know. I move whatever I can to the cloud, honestly.
Everything's
on
the cloud.
I like except for that stuff, but
external hard drive that you have under your desk. That you what's on there, Bobby?
Oh yeah, that yeah. Well, no, don't worry about
don't
that.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. All right. Next bit of news here coming from the Microsoft event: Final Fantasy VII through 15 are coming to the Xbox Game Pass for PC.
That's so cool.
7 through 15.
I need to break both my legs just so I can fucking play all these games that are available now.
Why would you need to break your legs and you just
play? So that I can get disability so I can play this.
Do you still get do you get disability when you own your own business?
Or maybe stop. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Do you? You might. You still pay taxes.
You might. Yeah. I mean, maybe I do.
I don't know. Maybe when your teeth start falling out.
They keep saying all these articles, you know, you can't be $5 a month for this. That's the beta price. It's probably going up to 10, just like the regular, just like the
Xbox. Yeah, they said they were going to raise it, but still, the amount of games, and not only this, but they've added 50 more games. There was another article I didn't even post here about all the other games that they were adding.
So the only one I've never played is 13, when like 13 and 13.2, the one with like all those, the ones with that one chick. I haven't played those. Oh, and 15. I didn't play 15 either. But 12 and 14 and 11 and... Everything else I played. I wouldn't mind.
I do want to say for the
Microsoft... Oh, they're the remasters too.
For the Game Pass, so you can go a couple of different ways. You can get the... you can get Spotify Premium.
Minecraft Dungeons. Have you seen Minecraft Dungeons?
No.
It's like... it looks like what is like a Diablo path of whatever...
Wasteland 3 color. Too.
Ah, Wasteland was... Was that fun?
Yeah. It's from the makers of Fallout.
Minecraft Dungeon is an upcoming action role-playing game, which is just like a dungeon crawler. See?
We're really losing steam here, guys.
No, I'm still good.
I wanted to say about the Game Pass. Mm-hmm. You can get Spotify Premium coupled with that, or another way you can go is you can get two Nitro Boosts for a server of your choice. On Discord. What's his name? Zap just did it. He gave us two. He did it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they reworked
with the Game Pass?
Yeah, with the Game Pass. Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, if you do the thing for the $1, look for the one where you can hook us up. Although I think we might be at the level
two. We need three. We need two or three. Yeah.
Almost
there. We're almost there.
You're out there listening. We're talking to you.
Yeah. And then, wait, when we're subscribed, because, you know, we're both subscribed with Nitro, do we get two boosts a month
now? Yeah, I think they changed that.
So I don't get two boosts. I don't. I only get one because I am subscribed through Apple. Because, like, on the mobile Discord app, that's where I clicked on, and I added Nitro there, and it does a subscription through.
I thought I sent you your
Nitro.
You did for 1 month.
Oh, and then you've been doing it since?
Yeah, because you only gave me 1 month.
Oh, I was just sending you money then. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep moving.
All right, next bit of news here. John Carmack is stepping down from Oculus to work on artificial intelligence.
Yep.
So,
if you want to know anything about this guy, listen to his Rogan episode. It was fantastic. Did you end up listening to it, Bobby?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's just funny how he says that he's getting old, right? Something like that.
Yeah, he said this is something that he wanted to do before he got too old. So, you know, that's cool. I remember when he left id. I think we were doing the podcast at the time and we talked about it. He left id to work full time on the Oculus. Now he's leaving the Oculus to work full time on
he just wants to be on the front lines. And he should be.
Yeah, I mean,
AI is the biggest thing right now. That's why NVIDIA's fucking stocks are going up like crazy. NVIDIA's upping their game with AI right now. So
I feel like a dude like this sees the world in pixels. He's just walking around. It's not the same world. He's so smart. Just
like Adam Sandler?
Yeah, he sees the Matrix and reads it in real time.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing too much more to that story, but that is happening. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, he has anything amazing to announce in the next couple of years. Man, he could doom us all by creating sentient robots.
That's true.
Damn.
So this could be bad news.
A robot.
Skynet.
The next headline we see with him, like, robot sent back in time to kill Tom Cruise. Yeah,
exactly. Next up, according to sources, BioWare plans a complete overhaul for Anthem.
They need it.
So, I mean, I
Let
saw this
die.
And it was by Jason Schreier.
So much money went into it, dude.
Well, it's gone.
The Jason Schreier thing.
They've
was
done
awesome.
It to other games and they brought it back. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made a good game out of it yet. But we already knew this, though. They had said that. They had said they were canceling plans and they were they're focusing on just rebuilding the game.
It's because, okay, so if you have a game like this where, you know, they fucked up. And people are like, oh, it should have this, 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 and this. But it already lost all their fucking people that they, you know, that were interested in this game. And now they can't just add those things that they want and be like, all right, guys, we added it. Let's go.
Yeah, they can.
No, if they do that, people will just be like, whatever, you guys will keep fucking up. Now they have to create something new in the game. They have to create some whole mm-hmm. different thing that'll be like, did you hear that they added
titties?
It's so awesome. There's like titties flying everywhere and you have to destroy these titties. And like people be like, dude, let's go try it. And then you go fight right. the titties and then and there you go. You got yeah. a game again. People are playing.
Well,
this.
You don't know that they don't have
like No Man's Sky
thing.
Did that, you know? Like you played it, you're like, oh, and yeah. then they patch the stuff. Hey, look, guys.
It's an actual game stuff. Now.
And then it's like, okay, well, thank you. And
they've done that, though. They've done that with other games. But the thing that's different about Anthem is it's had a rougher start than I think any of the other games that have made a comeback. Destiny 2 had a rough start. Not nearly as rough as Anthem.
No, now they're fucking great right now, right?
Awesome. Rainbow Six. I mean, had an... Not Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Had a meh start. Came back really strong. But mm-hmm. Anthem... is coming back from a huge deficit. Like I think it's possible, but it's really going to have to earn people's respect somehow.
I think it's a good something. Game.
I think yeah. it was a good game.
And well, I think either way, this is the right move. Like, let's just go back and fix what's fundamentally wrong with it.
It costs less money than scrapping the entire thing that cost them $100 million.
Well, okay, so
let's put another $10 million and try to recoup.
No, okay, here's the thing, though. Like, Anthem, everyone that played Anthem and bought Anthem when it came out, if this game was just a single-player game, we just played from the beginning till the end to where, like, when we beat the last guy, and then that's it, maybe that is kind of like, oh, we're good. I would have been happy with Anthem.
I wonder if the developers get a little more control, a little more say.
The thing is,
over the creative decisions now, because it's already the game. It's like, all right, this thing bombed hard. We're desperate. You know, let's just give it to the developers and let them do a Hail Mary and try whatever they want.
We can hope.
Yeah,
they put so much money into this game that they want to keep. They want this game to keep making money for them, right? They want to add all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just let it die. You know, let's just go. We played it. People paid $60, played it from the beginning to end. It was cool. All the end game shit sucks. Let's just forget about the end game. Just, you know, cut that off. Dude, make it a single player game.
If you bought a brand new car and it broke down on you,
would you get rid of it, or would you spend the $200?
I enjoyed Anthem from beginning to end, story-wise. Any of the endgame content and continuation and adding all the new raids and all that crap, I don't give a fuck anymore. Because that was the bad part of the game. The first part that we played...
What if they fix that part?
Well, it's too late now.
For you.
I got other games to play.
I'm still hoping.
I got other
You still might be my game of the year.
No, it's not.
Oh, we're running out of time. Yeah. We got a month left. Yeah. So I don't know what else is.
Do you have your? Do you guys not? Don't leak it. But do you guys have your game of year in your heads?
No. Yeah. Kind of a little bit. Yeah,
sort of. Not really. Yeah. I don't know. It's such a. Like I'd almost pass on this year just because like nothing wowed me. I mean, I could pick.
I could pick Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars maybe the closest, but I don't know. I don't feel comfortable.
Gee, Counter-Strike.
For 10 years in a row.
All right, time for some listening questions here.
No, it's going to be League of Legends, the new game she played this year. Oh, yeah. I tried this new game, guys. It's so cool. It's called League of Legends. Check it out.
All right, first up from Drob.
D-Rob.
That's
Diego.
Okay, that's Diego. Okay. Yeah. Anyone want to go rock climbing this week?
He keeps asking people on Discord want to go rock climbing with him. He needs to know that our Discord is people from all over the world. It's not like, yeah, for sure, bro. Come over here to Norway.
And no matter how high you climb, dude, you're still going to be short, dude. I'm sorry.
No, dude, he took us rock climbing. He took me rock climbing for the first time. And the mini wall I finished, the other wall, I was like probably 15 feet from finishing it, and I just couldn't. Like, I just can't. I'm out of shape.
And the county fair, same thing, dude. I did the easy one, no problem. I went up like most of the way, almost same thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, I'm a big fat guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But you know what? You know what's crazy? It fucking messed with my head. And I was just like, I have one at the gym where I look at it and I'm just like, I will conquer you.
Yeah.
And like, and it's just there. So like, I'm thinking like, I want to buy, I've been watching movies about climbing. Now they're so cool. if you guys have Disney Plus or watch Free Solo.
Free Solo, dude.
Dude.
Do you watch it?
Oh my God.
It won an Oscar.
It won an Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. And then. What his buddy on that movie, Tommy, he has another movie on Netflix. I forget what that one's called. When he climbs El Capitan, but like the hardest route up El Capitan.
Yeah.
That movie's also great. And like I keep watching all these videos on climbing and stuff. Like obviously no Free Solo shit because fuck that. I would never do that in my life. Plus I can't. Look at me. But I do want to climb. It's just it's fun, man. Mm-hmm. Cool. We should go one day. Just check it out.
Star Trek movie that starts out with Captain Kirk free soloing. I think it's Half Dome. I'm not. Exactly sure, but it's one of those ones.
Yeah, that same guy, the Free Solo, he did have them too.
Fuck it, let's make it a long episode. Disney Plus. So,
dude,
one, did you watch the shit that I told you?
The first episode, well, yeah.
We got a listener question that kind of is about that. So
okay, we'll get into it then.
Okay.
All right, next question from Captain Gummy. God damn it. I got to go through the listener questions beforehand and like type them out correctly. Any upcoming movies you all want to see? Bobby, any video game movies? Have any of you seen the new Joker movie?
We both watched the Joker movie. By the way, mm-hmm. Bobby, you said rated R movies are not profitable. This is the first one that made $1 billion.
Okay, so one does it.
Yeah.
The exception to the rule.
This one
in Deadpool and we all lose our minds?
Yes, we lose our minds.
Ah! Yeah.
No, I mean, if you look up, like, overall, like, you take 2019, how much money did PG-13 movies make? How much money did rated R movies make? PG-13 is like, boom. Rated R is like...
Per capita, though?
Yeah, dude. Like, PG-13 in general makes more than twice as much money as, like, a rated R movie.
Per capita, I wouldn't say... Not this year. I would say all years before, because Joker probably tilted the scales way
back. Yeah, but then you have, like, Endgame that tilts the scales back. Plus
way, right?
A little bit more. Yeah. I mean, it's just in general, dude, because you've got your huge movie going audience, 13 to 18 are going to see that.
I get it. I want more rated R, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm glad when movies like that do really well. I about the whole Joker movie, like, I don't know. There's been a lot of
best movie ever.
It's
for
fucking
me.
Good.
What's
your favorite movie of all time? I wouldn't.
Yeah. I think I said it on the podcast, but like when I was watching this movie, I was just like, and I would smile and I would be like, And I would make, and Alana was just staring at me the whole time, just like, what the fuck? And she was just like, I have never seen you so, make so many expressions and get so into a movie ever. And you watch, we go to, because we have that AMC pass, so we go to movies all the fucking time. It's the one thing we do most.
Yeah.
And
so many emotions.
It's so many emotions. And Joaquin Phoenix does an amazing job, like, showing that mental illness. It's like, it's just ridiculous how good it was. I loved it. I couldn't. And the ending, I love how far it went. Like,
you can say what, you can say whatever you want about the message or whatever. It was so well crafted, and it was so exactly what they wanted to make. That's why it's so good. Like,
yep.
Regardless of what you think about politics or whatever, Todd Phillips, yeah, and Joaquin set out to do a thing. They did exactly what they wanted to do, and for that, they deserve crazy amounts of kudos.
Dude, that scene when he's on the talk show, fuck, it's so great. Yeah. And just everything that happens after. I don't want to spoil anything. Just watch this. Don't take your kids. Don't take your kids. It's not Joker.
Bobby, as a crazy film buff, like, what do you say about it?
I think crazy film buffs are the people who aren't, like, as excited about it. Because, okay. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's a superhero movie wearing a Martin Scorsese t-shirt. It's just, I liked it, but it was so hyped that when I went into it, I was a little underwhelmed. And
how,
yeah,
does Joaquin, hype affect your...
Hype affects everything.
Never for me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if everyone's talking about it, I'm like, okay, this thing's amazing. All right, let's go.
And yeah, then it's like, you get more,
but it doesn't change the thing.
Mm-hmm. Analyze
the thing is more. The thing.
Yeah, but also,
doesn't matter how many opinions there are about the thing.
The thing is also, like, you know, it's pieced together from a lot of other movies too. I mean, if you've seen King of Comedy, if you've seen Taxi Driver, if you've seen Fight Club, if you've seen, what's that Michael Douglas movie where he loses his shit, Falling Down, you know, then you kind of, you've seen this before, and it definitely has that Scorsese feel to it, but it looks like someone else trying to do a Scorsese movie. I mean, it was very well done, and Joaquin Phoenix's performance totally was amazing. I mean, that's what really carried the movie for me, I think. But
when his friends come into, well, his friends come into his apartment,
yeah, I was cringe, then laughing, then cringe,
yeah,
and then, like, I don't know what I should feel right now.
It's like, I feel if I laugh right now, I'm an asshole, but at the same time, this is funny, that, but it's not supposed to be funny because they just murdered someone.
It's happened twice to me in my life, dude, where, like, something fucked up happened on the screen and nobody knows how to act, and I was the first one to laugh, and then people were like, oh, I guess it's okay to laugh, and they start laughing. The first one was on Planet Terror. Do you remember this? When Tarantino and fucking the Mexican guy from El Mariachi. Anybody? Rodriguez?
Rodriguez?
Yeah, they made a game. There was a double feature called Death Proof and Planet Terror.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, in Planet Terror, this guy, he's the first zombie. He's like, there's something wrong with my tongue. And he sticks it out. It's fucking gross, dude. And the doctor grabs it, and it squirts fucking acid in his eye. And it's the most disgusting thing ever. And I started cracking up immediately. And everybody was like, same thing for that scene, though. Like,
that scene, dude.
Somebody had to make you think it was okay, I think.
I love that scene. That was so great.
So here's my question to you guys. If this had not been about Joker, but about just some random dude named Arthur, do you think it would have been as good?
Yeah.
Well, some people are saying that it is about a guy named Arthur. It's not really, well, who cares?
I never, like, watching this movie, I never really thought Joker.
Yeah, I didn't think about it at all.
I never thought superhero. I never thought any of that. It was just so weird. Like, I start watching the movie and I'm like, oh, it's a Joker movie. Cool. It's like, you know, like, what do you call it? Oh my God, I can't.
It would have been amazing without the Batman stuff in it.
Yeah. And I was watching, I was just like, oh, cool. This is fucking awesome. And then it just kept, and then I lost track of Joker. And it was just Joaquin Phoenix. I just fell in love with his character.
You feel sad for him, and you're also disgusted by him at the same time.
Yeah, it's like you're rooting for him, but then you're like, wait, am I fucked up for rooting for the fucking crazy maniac?
Yeah.
That's bad, but then, but poor guy, like, it's because he's fucked up in the head. But then again, no, bro, you're fucked up in the head. Like, you're wrong. Like, you should be fucking locked up and like getting help. It's just so much. That's so many emotions.
Wonder. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Bobby, you're wrong. Whatever you're saying.
Is yeah, wrong. You're wrong. Fucking first Star Wars, now this shit? What the yeah. fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't like things.
Well, things I've seen before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys seen Taxi Driver, though?
Yeah.
Because that was such a better movie.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a great movie. It's one of my favorites.
I just feel like that.
It's one of my favorites, but then again.
I don't know. I feel like everyone's trying to have this, like, discussion about Joker and about all these topics, and I'm just like, it's, I don't know. Taxi Driver already did that, like, 40 years ago and did a much better job of it.
So it did, but then at the same time, it's like, I get to see this again and in whole, like.
But now it's a superhero movie.
Even now, I didn't even. It's
not
care.
A superhero movie.
It's not a superhero
that's what
movie.
Said. He said, I tried to make a real movie under the guise of a superhero movie so people would actually show up and watch it. Right. And I feel like everybody who's been, you know, sucking at the teat of superhero movies has gone to see something that is at least pretending to be a real movie and just has realized, oh, movies can be serious and they can be all these different things. Even though I thought Joker was a little shallow in parts, they had a taste of it. And I don't know. I think that's why everyone's losing their minds over it. And it's unfortunate to me because it's just, I don't want to rant against superhero movies. I'm not Martin Scorsese.
It's not a superhero movie, dude. You can't even say it's
I know,
a superhero movie.
Well, it's called Joker. I mean, come on, man. It's called Joker.
I have a cousin called Lil Joker.
But we can't have a discussion about, we can't have like a movie that is just such a like generational cultural impact without it being tied to a comic book character anymore. Like that doesn't happen anymore. We don't have any more Avatars. We don't have any more Matrix. We don't have any more Titanic. We don't have anything like that anymore unless it's a superhero movie.
I think it was Favreau that was saying that like, it's just the Cowboys and Robbers of our generation. After Cowboys and Robbers, it was the Mafia. After the Mafia, it was like a different form of. And right now, we're just at like the current genre is superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's move on.
It was better than most superhero movies. All right.
Gummy, you just broke up the podcast almost, dude.
Oh my God, dude. That just gave me an idea. Because like Diego and I want to film. We just want to film like a funny, like short for YouTube.
Right.
We'll just do Joker. El Joker. And have like a little Mexican guy.
What is it in Spanish?
It's some weird name.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
Forget what it is.
All right.
Warconius asks, has there ever been a game that shares the same name as a song?
I'm sure.
This happens
we wouldn't know it.
This happens with movies a lot. There's actually a little bit they do on Doug Loves Movies where he, you have to guess the name of a movie that is a Taylor Swift song or something. I don't know. So that happens a lot with movies, but somebody posted, I think it was actually Warconius, posted a song called Death Stranding.
Oh.
That's why he had this question.
We're not your Google search, bro. You could have Googled that. Sometimes I'll be halfway through texting Bobby about a question, and I'll be like, I could just Google it. Like, why would I bother Bobby or whoever else?
Yeah, well, I wish a lot more people would do that. Some of the questions I get sometimes.
No, nothing's coming
up. Why is the sky blue?
Okay, Sniper asks, let's see, this one's directed at me. Since you work at a school, does the recent trend of school shootings affect any of your day-to-day routine? Well, first of all, not a recent trend, actually. School shootings have been pretty prevalent since the late 90s. And as far as my day-to-day routine...
Santana was one of the biggest ones, and that was here in San Diego.
Yeah, Santana, and then weeks after that, the high school that I went to had a school shooting. Some kid that I actually sat next to in my first period class.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was kind of a dick, but... he hung himself in prison.
Maybe you should have reported him being a dick, Bobby.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of dicks in high school.
Yeah.
You can't go reporting everyone.
I'm a dick. Can't report me.
Oh, we've already reported you, right?
Damn it.
Yeah, my day-to-day, no, not at all. But there is a lot of like training in that regard. Like every so often, we have to have some meetings. Some guy comes in, talks to us. Like, you know, if this happens, do that. And you know,
does it make sense? Is it relevant?
Sometimes more than others, but you have to have a plan because you don't want some like an incident to happen and everyone just looks at each other like, what do we do? Everybody just run for it, you know?
Yeah.
So there has been a lot more.
There's not much, like, what can you do? Just take them down. I can't think of anything. Either
depends on the situation too. You know, there's so many different issues that can arise.
In between classes,
mm-hmm.
during when everyone's like running through, that's hard. Right. It's just.
But everybody's in the classroom. You imagine you bolt the door.
You bolt the door. They have all the new contraptions.
The doors have bolts these days, Bobby?
They can be locked, yeah.
From the inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they've come out with all these devices that clamp on to like the things that make the doors not slam. Those big metal things on top. There's a thing you put there, or there's one you put under the door that like you can't even kick it down, or if you shoot it, it won't come down because it stays on the hinges or whatever. So there's a lot of stuff that they've had, but it's just scary, man.
Yeah, it's scary and it's weird. And
but it's not, you know, it's a school thing. It's an everywhere thing. It's just, you know.
But day to day, Bobby?
No, not any of my day to day.
Like a couple days a year.
Yeah, just like every so often, whenever we have to get trained on safety and go over what we need to do in case of an incident. And, you know, as far as my career working in a school district, there have been several times. Like, it's not an uncommon experience for us to go on lockdown, but it's typically a bomb threat that turns out to be nothing.
Right.
But those suck because you go on lockdown and then you just have to sit around and wait. And they had an issue, like, with kids going to the bathroom. You know, that's obviously a problem. Like, you're locked down, you can't go to the bathroom. So what they did is they gave us these barrels that have these little attachments, like a barrel you would mix cement in, you know, and they have this attachment on top that's like a toilet seat. So now one of those is in every single room. So if we ever go on lockdown.
Every room?
Yep, every room on campus has one of those.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, every room, every classroom, and also, like, the computer labs and stuff like
that. Right,
right. Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Yep. All right, Warconius, thoughts on XO19. Has Phil Spencer overtaken Gabe as our new gaming PC hero? Microsoft strategy gaming seemed to have evolved too. We don't give a shit. Oh, the Microsoft strategy for gaming seems to evolve too. We don't give a shit where you game as long as you have a Microsoft account and are subscribed to us.
Yeah. I love the way they're moving for the last 2 years.
The thing is,
big moves, correct moves.
Phil's been killing. Well, obviously, Phil's team has been killing. Phil and his team have been killing it for a while. Like, their E3 events are awesome. Every year they just show you, look who else we bought. And we bought these guys. And you know that company you love that makes games? We bought them too. They bought the guys. They got Rust coming out on Xbox now, dude. That's fuck. It's just crazy. It's just they're buying everything, and they're doing a great job.
Phil was like, oh, we have infinite money and Xbox is not doing well. What could we do? And just freeing up and getting rid of a lot of the red tape and just like whatever, however, just do it. And it's getting done and it's great.
The only thing I guess Microsoft isn't doing well is just, I guess, like their first party titles or whatever. But then again, they have good games too. Like the companies are buying and they're making games. They're technically Xbox games. They're their games, you know. PlayStation does that too with like Insomniac. They go, oh, you know, or like Naughty Dog. PlayStation didn't make them. You know, fucking Naughty Dog made them or fucking Insomniac made them.
Right,
but
right.
they're third party, first party, whatever the fuck they call those kind of games. So it's the same.
What
shit.
Happened to the second party? Can we go?
Who's the second party?
Can we get a search party for the second party?
Where are you guys at?
You know what? I totally forgot to bring this up when I went to that Adult Swim.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's kind of you forgot to bring it up to us, period.
You forgot your friends is what you forgot.
So when they brought us in to watch this Rick and Morty episode, so obviously they don't want people recording it on their phones.
Right.
So what they did is they gave everyone these little sleeves that lock.
Oh, yeah.
Lock like, I've never seen that.
Comedy shows are doing
They did
that.
Comedy shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I went to Chappelle a couple months ago, they put it in there, and then they were like, put your watch in there too. And I'm like, do you know Apple Watch do not record audio? Like, it's one of the things they don't have. They don't let you record audio.
James Bond stuff.
And they were like, no, we don't know. And I'm like, I don't want to take out my watch. I want to know what fucking time it is. Like, no. And I was like, fuck.
I mean, I can understand that from their perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you need your watch, dude?
Yeah.
It's a 2 hour show.
So I took it off and I slipped it in. And then I just, you know, there's like a little gap. So I just pulled it back out. I'm like, oh, there we go. Put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through the app store in there, and they're like, oh, they have a recording device.
Oh, really?
I did, yeah, I did record it.
And then you bootleg Dave Chappelle.
And put like Dave Chappelle. No, so like the Dave Chappelle I saw was actually the last special he has on Netflix. That's the one we saw live. So the way I heard the jokes were a little bit more
unpolished.
Unpolished, yes. Also a little bit harder.
Oh.
Like the way he said them on the special, I was like, oh. I
feel like he dialed it back a little
bit. Yeah, a lot. One of them a lot.
I guess you have to.
Yeah.
And he got a ton of shit for that one too.
Yeah,
but he doesn't care.
No, when he did the transvestite one, yeah, he went harder. He just said some other like personal stuff about that person.
Yeah,
and it was just fucked up, but it was hilarious. But it wasn't fucked up like bad. It was just he went into details you just don't want to hear, and right, makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it was great. And then I saw it on Netflix, and I was like, oh, like Alana were like, oh, wait, no, he butchered that one. It was better the first way he did it, but it was still good.
My teeth are feeling kind of gross, so I'm going to brush after this.
Let's see. Cruel Rabbit asks, are Warconius's questions too long? Are they too frequent? I feel like they all revolve around facts.
Yes.
No, because there was a time where like Warconius was the only person asking questions,
mm-hmm,
and we really needed that. Now he could dial it back a little.
Yeah, he's coming through. And so is Zap. He's got some questions here. Yeah. First one is favorite brand and flavor of hard seltzer.
I tried the new one limited. By
what is that?
The Natty Ice one, right?
The Natural Ice one. It's awful. It's awful. That said, it's 1% stronger than the other one, so it gets a little bit of kudos. But
no, isn't it more? It's like 8% or 10%, isn't it?
I feel like White Claw and Truly's are on par.
White Claw changed their, I think their flavor. It tastes better.
No, Truly.
Truly, yeah. Sorry. Did I say White Claw?
Truly, it feels like they have more flavor now.
Yeah. And
it tastes, not feels.
It tastes No, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel that black cherry.
It's good.
Getting me
fucked up. They're both equally good, so I would say those two.
Okay, next question. Do any of you like the Star Wars Extended Universe? If so, what's your favorite book, show? Also, thoughts on The Mandalorian?
So the Thrawn series is awesome. I read the whole thing.
The Heir to the Empire?
Even the new book that just came out?
First one. There's the first one in the trilogy.
The trilogy is what
Heir to the Empire, and then I can't remember what the other two. They call that the Thrawn trilogy?
The Thrawn trilogy. That's what I read. Yeah. And it's very, very good. It's really well written. And Chad always says that he hates the sequels because they weren't that. Like, he thinks that it should have just been the Thrawn trilogy. And it probably would have done better than what's being done, but who knows? I don't know.
So this is the one I got.
That's the newest one.
That's the newest one, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got this one at Comic-Con. Like, the writer was there, and he was, like, autographing.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was really cool. So I haven't read it yet. But then I was like, it came with an audiobook. So I was like, I need to listen to it. But I've been listening so much to Joe Rogan now. I'm, like, addicted to Joe Rogan, dude. All my fucking traffic, and when I'm in traffic, it's just all Joe Rogan. Yeah. No more music, no more audiobooks, nothing. It's just Joe Rogan.
I was thinking about this the other day, because I was wearing my Joe Rogan shirt that somebody bought for me. And I say that specifically because I don't like wearing other men's name on me. It kind of is like I'm his bitch. Like if I said Joe Rogan, I had Joe Rogan shirt, he gets to fuck me, right?
No.
No?
Yes.
I feel like kind of.
Maybe.
I feel like in high school, if you're wearing a guy's jersey, that's your boyfriend,
that's
right?
That's your boyfriend.
Yeah. I don't like wearing guys' names on me. But anyway, so I was at Costco and both the fucking cashier and the person that puts things in boxes, they were like, oh, do you like Joe Rogan podcast? And I was like, yeah, I've been. And I never really thought about it, but I've been listening since episode one. And I was like, I've been listening to episode one. And she's like, oh, wow. Like, I think it's really great. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I think it's really great, too. And then I was thinking how much I don't flex that. I feel like with music, people are like, I've been listening to that guy since whenever.
Yeah, that's I listened to the guy before it was cool.
Yeah. Like, you even did that with something the man.
I do that with
Portugal the man.
Portugal the man. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, I used to go to that forever.
I used to go to when they were playing San Diego at Soma for like 100 people. No one knew.
Yeah.
And I was there fucking singing along. And now they got all huge like last year. Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe one day people will say that about us.
Who has been here since episode one?
No one.
You don't know anyone that's been here that long?
Jens has been around the longest.
Yeah, he's been around quite a while. Lotion has been around for a very long time too. Like those are two people back from like the days when we only had a Steam page. Like that was our only.
Yeah.
Like we had a website and we had our Steam page.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Right. Yeah. The longest listener. Yeah, that's a mystery.
Why? Why did they bum you out? That's kind of cool.
So Sam was brought this up the other day. So I brought up something about Rogan, and I was like, yeah, he's the most powerful broadcaster there is right now.
Yeah.
Like, he gets bigger. He gets bigger numbers than CNN.
He fucking interviewed Snowden.
Yeah.
Come on.
And Bernie Sanders.
And fucking everyone. It's like every episode you learn something new. Every episode I've heard, it's like, oh, this is cool. Like, I know about this shit. Holy fuck, I don't know a lot about this shit. I thought I did.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
This is awesome. He was talking to this guy, Glenn something, McSomething, about blacking out. And I didn't know exactly how it worked, how your hippocampus like turns off a certain amount of alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was tripping out about that because, like, when we were here for the baby shower,
yeah,
I got drunk, and I stopped when I got home. I remember like parts of like the Uber ride and everything getting home, but I remember like Alana was like, "Oh, dude, remember when you said this?" I'm like, "What? I don't remember any of that."
I don't remember you getting drunk. That's how drunk I was.
Damn, no, I got drunk, dude. I got drunk. I was taking shots at the end of the night with Roberta, straight up. But he was talking about how your hippocampus starts to turn off after you hit a certain blood alcohol level content, BAC. Once you hit that level, then your hippocampus turns off, but it shuts off like certain parts. It's like imagine this big house, and then one room two and room three turns off, and little by little you start turning off everything. So that's why you might remember some random bits and pieces from the night, but not everything. But then you get to a point where, like, boom, blackout. Everything turns off.
And you're just running on lizard brain.
And you're running. Yo, the thing is, you're normal. You're like, you can be super literate, super, because you know how people that are alcoholic, they can just, you know, you might not even know they're drunk.
Right.
But their hippocampus is off. Huh. And he was talking about, here's one way to find out if someone's blacked out drunk already. Think he's blacked out, or like, I mean, he's really drunk. Ask him, hey, dude, didn't you fall the other day? Oh, yeah, yeah, or something, you know. Ask him a question.
Yeah.
Wait 5 minutes and go, hey, dude, didn't you fall again? If he just responds, if he just goes, yeah, dude, yeah, I did fall the other day, because it's already shut off. Nothing, he's not retaining anything anymore.
Yeah.
Period. So you can keep asking him the same question the whole fucking night, and he'll keep answering.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, you know, we don't notice it because we're also drunk.
Right, right.
So, like, we're also hitting that
point.
He's just
the funnest guy.
Yeah. So we don't notice it. But if someone's completely sober, everyone's drunk, try to ask the same question over and over again, you'll find out who's fucking blacking out that night or who's already blacked out. It's so weird. But I learned so much from all these. Back to Star Wars and Zap's question.
Yeah. Mandalorian. Bobby, did you watch it?
Yeah, I've been watching it.
I like all the two.
I mean, it's Star Wars. Of course I like it. Yeah. And I'm really interested to see how Star Wars works in a live-action show.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really done that before. They have a ton of cartoons, and of course we have the movies. And I feel like everybody's really on board with it. I feel like generally people
Everyone's
really like
sucking
it.
Its teats.
Have you seen it?
They're loving not having seen it.
But, you know, the first episode came out, and then, like, you know, Variety articles, and, like, everybody's got their opinion. But, like, all these news outlets were, like trying to make this... I don't know. They were trying to have like the final say on like, well, I guess it's, you know, a flop, or I guess it's great or something. I'm like, it's one episode.
Yeah, it's one episode.
It's so hard to tell.
Have you seen the second one?
Yeah, I watched the second one.
It's Favreau.
That was great.
And I think Favreau does
Favreau's great.
Really great jobs.
Yeah.
On different things. I think Iron Man was one of the best superhero movies, if not the best.
Favreau's awesome. Watch Chef if you like Favreau.
Chef was great. I didn't like the show, but I really liked the movie.
I love the show. I thought the show was good. Him traveling around and just like food truck. And
I didn't give it halfway through the first episode. I was like, I didn't get it.
Oh, I loved
Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. I really like. But anyway,
I haven't seen that one yet.
So I really like that droid, dude. That assassin droid. The way he was moving, the way he was acting, it all just made sense. I really like
that. Yeah, well, that's an assassin droid. Oh, well, IG-88 is the famous one, the bounty hunter that was in Empire Strikes Back. And it was nice to actually see one of those in action. So the assassin droids, I thought, I don't know, maybe this is like part of some extended universe that has like been canceled or pushed out of canon. But I thought those were banned, like you weren't supposed to have that. And
IG-88, back in the day, though, this is...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe things have changed. Who knows? Maybe that's just all...
No, I'm saying in Star Wars, this is a long time ago, if we are to believe that that thing is what we think it is.
What's that?
The little baby.
Oh, okay.
If that's...
I thought we were talking about the assassin droid.
No, it is. But I'm saying chronologically?
Chronologically.
Yeah.
No, this takes place, what did they say, 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, so like...
Oh, the little guy isn't who I think he is. I thought he was.
No.
He was 50 years old.
Right.
So I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah, that's but they've been talking spoiler. About it in the film and television on Discord. But yeah, there's a lot of theories out there on what that is, what the baby is.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm interested to see where it's going. And like, really, I'm just enjoying the show. I want to see a Mandalorian in action.
Who's the voice, Bobby? Do you know?
Of what?
Of the Mandalorian.
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
From what? Like
from Narcos?
Like from Narcos?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in was he in that Sicario movie?
Yeah, he's also in Game of Thrones.
Narcos. Oh, I know who he is. Yeah. I like that guy. I was like, who is that guy? Yeah. I guess I could have looked it up.
A lot of cameos in the first episode.
I wonder if they're gonna show like some like Luke stuff and like trying to like train Jedi's or any of that stuff in there.
Sam and I have both ended arguments with "I have spoken." Like that's a thing now around our house. Anyway, it's good. Check it. Disney Plus. I wouldn't say it's like a because there's not that much content yet, but it just started. Mm-hmm. The Jeff Goldblum stuff is pretty good.
I saw two episodes. I think there's only two.
That's
episodes.
All there is. Yeah.
I thought they were good. The sneakerhead one was so accurate. It was. It was funny. My brother watched it and he was just like, "I was at that sneaker con actually." So yeah, so that's that was
cash neat. Business, huh?
And then yeah, dude, it's cash. Fucking cash business. It's ridiculous how much money there is in sneakers, dude. Yeah. It's so crazy. My brother's sad because this week he was like, "Fuck, I didn't make any money this week." I'm like, "What do you mean? Something happened with my bot. Something happened with this. Blah blah blah. I didn't get a single sneaker all week. I didn't make like." And he said the amount, and I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm making money."
Is he killing the game?
He's making money now. Damn. Like money.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Nice. All right. Next, or last question, Warconius. The interview with Sam Barlow was awesome. Bobby is smart, well-spoken, reliable, and handsome. I'm just reading the question.
Yeah.
What do the rest of you contribute? That is a good question.
She's currently contributing everything she contributes.
Doing a great job.
Well, we're going to try to have a lot more interviews with developers, people in the industry, I don't know, esports athletes, whoever, you know, we're really going to focus on the interviews.
It's like
coming up.
I need to figure out some of my shit first before I can start working on more shit here. It's just, I have life happening. And if my business actually like booms
well,
then I can just quit my other job. And then I have all the time in the world. Yeah. So then I can focus on other shit too. So. We'll
so hire Ray.
Yeah.
Basically. For hire what, me. Ray? What do you do?
Marketing, photography, and videography.
Yeah, there you go. So if in the Simple San Diego
Media.
Area.
Simple Media website will go up soon. It was actually kind of expensive.
Simple Media?
Simple Media.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's his company name, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, by the way.
Wow, $1,500 to make it a fucking LLC.
What do
together
I
with
to?
Like
I don't know, man.
Websites and shit.
I'm taking away a lot of the moisture in the world.
What do we contribute? We do shit. No, I'm joking. We play games for you guys. Yeah. And I use my own money.
I say things like, Warconius. If you didn't fucking remember your roots, son of a bitch.
And like, I can't pronounce words. And I giggle a lot. And I really, 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 really try to give a good review for you guys. And play everything I can.
Next week, I have a job in Utah, so I'm going to be gone till Thursday or Friday. And wow. Then, yeah, so I don't know.
It's a lot of the week gone.
Not a lot.
Utah.
I'm going to play more. I don't want to play more Star Wars and Disco Elysium and then come back and have nothing really to talk about. So.
You can, though.
No. Next week, I'm going to play more Star Wars. I want to do that. The week after that, I have off, so I'll be playing quite a bit more. But I'm going to try something new. I don't know what it's going to be. There was a demo that I saw that I wanted to check out this week, but didn't have a chance of a garden RPG. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to that this week. Garden RPG.
RPG?
Garden. Great Gardens RPG? No. All right. PC Gamer had it on the web.
Right.
It was like Garden Story?
Yes. So this whole week, I'm setting up one of my clients, like all their stuff. So I'll be done by today with website, brand. I I did everything from scratch, fucking branding, website, social media, like a schedule for her to do. I'm doing a
on
video
on top of your 50-hour week.
On top of my 50-hour a week fucking job. Yeah, dude. So I'm done today, hopefully, by the end of the night. And then first thing I want to do is game. I just want a game. I haven't been able to game in 2-3 weeks. So that's my thing. So I'm going to play Outer Worlds too.
Cool. Garden Story?
That's what you want to play?
Garden Story.
This is cool.
You play as a blueberry?
It is a, yeah, you're like a blueberry, but it is a demo. It's not out yet. It comes out in spring 2020, but you can play the demo right now.
I feel like blueberries are coming up this year.
good year for blueberries.
In Killer Queen Black, you got to get the blueberries.
The little blueberries, yeah. Well, we call them blueberries. What the fuck are they?
Yeah, I don't know. Blueberries are
All right.
yeah, so titties. Bobby titties, Ray titties, Chi titties, Emilia titties. Bye, everybody.
It's funny how that question just went to straight to like what we were playing this week, and I don't know what Bobby was doing. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." He just transitioned to the end.
I don't think it was a bad episode. That was pretty good.
No, it's cool. I haven't played it. My brother's playing it right now, so he's the one hogging my TV and my PlayStation.